10 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
This is it. 9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Get down on it when you're dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get out? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid too far, and you give it all. Best to me, she broke my heart. Now all that's left to me is beating this guitar. Every night, a different town. She follows me around. So you give what's left to me. Yeah, you give what's left to me. 'Cause she got the best of me.
7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Five. 5 more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, and dawn of your eyes, dust off your stride, when you say us, you make me trust I will never keep you from an open door, I know.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Good afternoon and a beautiful Sunday evening in downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma. Chris Jarrett with you on the Riders pregame show. I've got Mr. Zach Bigley to my right. Zach, it's a beautiful Sunday for some baseball and a getaway day here in Tulsa as the Riders and Drillers close a six-game series.
It's a beautiful
day.
How
you doing?
Yeah, good, man. It's Love Day baseball. This is a perfect day. Couldn't ask for much better. Rough Riders in their red uniforms looking good, and Cole Reagan's on the bump. Can't get much better.
Certainly can't. Hoping for Cole Reagan's to replicate what he did the last time out, where he tied a career-high six innings at Riders Field last Sunday, struck out nine, and he was phenomenal. Well, we'll go ahead and preview today's matchup on the Riders pregame show coming up in just a little bit. Mr. Zach Bigley had a chance to catch up with the Texas Rangers catching coordinator and former Rough Rider Garrett Kennedy. Zach and Garrett also starting their journey when Zach was in Rancho Cucamonga. Garrett was there as well in the Dodgers system. And so cool for them to rekindle that relationship where they met each other back in that time in Rancho Cucamonga. They'll have a chance to catch up on the other end of our first break on the Riders pregame show. Well, last night, what a matchup that we had going into it with Jack Leiter against Bobby Miller, two top pitching prospects in the Rangers and Dodgers organizations. But in a game like that, for the most part, usually it's one that shines, and last night it was just a tough go and a tough early jump for Jack.
We expect these starts at some point. I think every pitcher, no matter at what level they're at, are going to have bad starts, and that certainly can happen. So I think for Jack Leiter, you credit Tulsa. They came in with a plan. They knew they were going to attack the fastball early. The first two pitches were singles allowed by Leiter, and I, quite frankly, Tulsa didn't swing and miss very much. It was a really good plan coming into the game, and they hit him around, and I think that it's in some ways a good thing for Leiter to realize that, hey, this is a tough level. He was dominant his last time out against Arkansas, but Tulsa is a very good hitting team, and they stuck it to him a little bit. But, you know, these games will happen. 11-1, it's a tough loss, but Bobby Miller on the other side, he lived up to the bill. He was really good in his five shutout innings for the Dodger affiliate. And ultimately, I think both of those guys are going to be wearing big league uniforms for a long, long time.
I think we agree on that. And what you mentioned, too, a really talented Tulsa team for a number of reasons, a really good Dodger system. And we've touched on that a couple times, and I'm sure we'll talk about it today. But you said that those games happen for pitchers, and really these series happen. This is a Tulsa offense that, for the most part this year, has been pretty muffled. They've exploded here at home for their home fans, and they've taken their first home series of the season against these Rough Riders. And for Frisco, there's still positive takeaways that you can have. Even though you've dropped four of the five games played, you can still end it with a win today. You can still get a strong pitching performance out of Cole Reagan's. And offensively, we've seen good things from Frisco this week, despite the final score in the wins-loss column maybe not showing it.
Yeah, I think ultimately this is a Drillers team that lived and died by the home run coming into this series. As you talked about, they've kind of exploded and shown off the offense a little bit more fully. Not to say they aren't hitting home runs. They've hit a lot of home runs this series, nine of them. 16 total homers in this series, and remember the wind was blowing in at the beginning of the set, so we weren't entirely sure what kind of offense we were going to see, but both teams have showed up pretty well, except for the Rough Riders last night, just the one tally, but with Cole Reagan's on the mound, as we've touched on, I think this is the guy who has proven time and time again this season he's been the most consistent pitcher for the Rough Riders in that last start, probably the best start out of any Rough Riders pitcher not named Jack Leiter in that start against Arkansas last week. As you mentioned, six shutout innings, but only allowed four base runners, two walks, two hits. A guy that the Rough Riders have turned to kind of get them back on the right track at times, and it's the same here in this series finale as the Rough Riders try to pick up two wins in this series. Kind of crazy when you look at, they came into this series with a 10-2 road record. It's a little bit different now traveling up north. This is a very deep north division in the Texas League, and I think Tulsa's proving that.
Yeah, Wichita looked really good, and Tulsa coming in off of a five-game series against the Wind Surge last week. They entered this week, and after a couple of wins, had been winners of five in a row. So it's a deep north division, as Zach mentions. We'll go ahead and talk about it later in this broadcast, I'm sure, on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in Tulsa, 87 degrees, partly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms on its way to this Tulsa, Oklahoma area, but not until about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock later tonight. And hopefully the Frisco Rough Riders will be long gone, headed south before then. We'll take our first break on the Riders pregame show. 1:05 first pitch time on Sunday between Tulsa and Frisco as we close the six-game series from One Oak Field. We'll catch up with the catching coordinator, Garrett Kennedy, next on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders, as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system, at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Welcome back to Tulsa, Oklahoma, one final time. It's the series finale. Zach Bigley joined by Garrett Kennedy, catching coordinator for the Rangers. And first and foremost, Tulsa, Oklahoma, you played here. What are some memories you think of when this place comes to mind?
Just a lot of good memories here in Tulsa and being able to connect here with manager Scott Hennessy. It was nice to see him and some former colleagues over the last few years. It's nice to be back.
When you think about a catching coordinator position your first year here with the Rangers, what is really your role as the catching coordinator?
I mean, the main role as a catching coordinator is, you know, to coach our coaches, right? So we're pretty lucky. We have catching guys at every affiliate. So being able to connect with these guys day in and day out, and they're the ones that have, like, the boots on the ground with our catchers every day. So just connecting with them and making sure that our guys are, you know, getting what they need on a daily basis to be ready to go and perform.
What are some of your impressions of the catchers that the Rough Riders have this year? Because there's a lot of talent, it seems like.
Yeah, we have a nice, solid talent here in Frisco. We got some young guy with David Garcia, Matt Watley as well, and Jordan Procession provides a nice. I know he was here in Tulsa as well, so he's a former driller, but, you know, provides a lot of experience to our roster and helps, you know, teach our younger guys a thing or two about the ropes, about being a professional.
You talk about coaching the coaches. Chad Comer is a guy who's worked with David Garcia specifically since he was 16 years old. When you're talking with Chad and kind of your philosophy on catching, what are some of the things you discuss?
Well, Chad does a really, really good job with David. He's been able to connect with him for many years, so he knows him really well. So I like to, you know, get his thoughts, connect with him on, you know, what he's seen in years past and what's, you know, what's worked for David, what hasn't, and then come up with a formalized, like, plan to, you know, continue to move him in the right direction forward.
Garrett Kennedy, the catching coordinator for the Rangers, our guest. Now, last couple of years for you, you were the bullpen catcher for the Minnesota Twins. What did you learn from that experience?
I really enjoyed being the bullpen catcher in Minnesota. There's a lot of great people over there. Learned a lot, you know, being around the big league staff, how they go about their business, and just how to, you know, act on a day-to-day basis and learn how things roll, not only, if you know, in the minor leagues, but at the big league level.
How did your relationship get built with the Rangers, and how did you land this catching coordinator position?
So I had a prior relationship with Bobby Wilson. So being able to connect with him over the past few years, and then this offseason, Rangers reached out. So yeah, he was like the main point of contact on the interview process.
One of the things that had really been sprouting in all baseball is robo umpires, and you're thinking about the role of the catcher and the ability to frame. How do you kind of see the future of the catching position from your perspective?
Well, I mean, all I see right now is kind of where it's at in the big leagues, and we're trying to prepare our guys to be major league catchers. So, you know, I know we have robo umpires possibility or coming up this year in AAA. We'll see how that goes, but at the end of the day, we're trying to prepare our guys to be big league catchers, and right now, you know, we don't have robo umps in the big leagues as of today, so we're just trying to get our guys to be able to receive the best they can to be ready to impact the major league team.
All right, it's been working so far here in Frisco. Garrett Kennedy, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
.105 first pitch time between the Tulsa Drillers and the Frisco Rough Riders. We'll close down this week's six-game series this afternoon. Chris Jarrett back with you on the Riders pregame show. Great chance for Mr. Zach Bigley to catch up with Garrett Kennedy, who was a former Drillers catcher, so he's back in old familiar territory in his time in the Dodgers system, and great to get his perspective on working with the Frisco coaches and the catching group that they have. Really special group of guys with Jordan Procession that he's here, David Garcia as well, Matt Watley on the injured list, but a really strong name and a good guy that we've seen this season as well for Frisco. Taking a look at today's starting pitching matchup, it's the second time this week that we see Jose Martinez. The first time came on Tuesday, a Tulsa rotation that was frankly put in a tough spot. They had to play five games last weekend in Wichita after the first three nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all postponed. So it set up a really, really brutal stretch where they'd have to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and try and make up an entire series essentially in 3 days of time with doubleheaders. They played five of those six, so they did lose one game. But they went on to sweep the Sunday doubleheader, but the for the most part, the rotation spent. Guys didn't have as much rest as they normally would. And so Jose Martinez out of the bullpen on Tuesday made his first start of the season for Tulsa and looked pretty solid. Gave up three earned runs, left with Frisco in the lead, but that was a ball game where Tulsa scored eight in the bottom of the fifth. They went on to get the win, despite Martinez striking out six in four innings. Didn't get a decision, but looked pretty solid. So he'll be making his second start of the season today. And he opposes the left-handed starter Cole Ragans, the first-rounder by Texas in 2016 out of North Florida Christian High School in Tallahassee, Florida. Cole coming off his best go of the year. Six innings scoreless, two hits he gave up, nine strikeouts, and just two walks allowed. Ragans this year has been really, really solid in the first inning. Batters averaging less than a 100 average at the plate. but Tulsa has scored 11 runs in the first inning this week alone against Frisco pitching. That's certainly something to keep an eye on today as the Rough Riders look to try and salvage this series with a Sunday win. It would be just their second of the week, but you'll take a little bit of momentum as Frisco returns home on Tuesday, May 17th to begin what will be a 12-game homestand. Six first against Corpus Christi, the latter six against San Antonio, the first time against the Hooks this season, and then it'll be the second series against San Antonio with Frisco and the Missions playing earlier in April at the Wolf. Just about national anthem time as our umpires at home plate. It'll be Ray Patchen behind the dish, Isaiah Sparb up the first baseline, and Hardlin Acosta at third base. Stepping aside for the national anthem as the fans at One Oak Field meeting today's starting drillers, Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game with a 105 first pitch series finale between Tulsa and Frisco next.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goandeater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness!
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Hello from a sun-soaked One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Frisco Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers finish off the six-game series here in Tulsa. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley, Chris Jarrett alongside you. Very happy to have you wherever you may be listening on this Sunday afternoon, as it is a beautiful day for baseball with the sun shining from straight up above, and the Rough Riders looking to take their second game in this six-game series. Jose Martinez gets the start for the Drillers, his second start of the season and the series against Cole Reagans. And Chris, let's take a look at the starting lineups both teams will face.
Let's do it. First for Frisco, the center fielder J.P. Martinez leading off. Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop in the two-spot, Zach, and Blaine Krim at first. He'll bat third. Ezekiel Duran batting cleanup at second base defensively. Designated hitter Dustin Harris batting fifth. Josh Stowers in right in the sixth spot. And then 7-8-9 for Frisco of Trey Hare at third. Kellen Strom in left batting eighth. And Jordan Procession batting ninth. Quickly for the drillers of Bush, Pahes, Outman, Ward, Hosey, Taylor, Mann, Lewis. And behind the plate, Chris Betts batting ninth.
All right. Jose Martinez will face J.P. Martinez to start things off. Martinez squared. Center fielder for the Rough Riders in from the left side against the right-hander, who looks in, has his sign, winds back, and away we go from Tulsa. It's just off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. First pitch right on time at 1:05 in the p.m. And as mentioned, just a gorgeous day. Martinez shoulders square to the plate. He winds in the 1-0. A hard liner into right field for a base hit. Martinez smashes it in between Bush and Lewis through the right side and picks up a leadoff single here in this one. A three-hit day 2 days ago before getting the day off yesterday. Martinez wastes no time picking up hard contact. Entered today hitting .316 through 21 games. And he continues to hit the baseball all around, and so does this guy, Johnny Ornelas, who stands in now for the Rough Riders. Three-hit game yesterday for Johnny. He's hitting .357 on the season. Top five in the Texas League. 86 degrees our temperature here from Tulsa with a feels like of 91. Martinez delivers home. It's high and inside with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Sunshine up above. Moderate wind of 9 miles an hour blowing in from left field. But just a very pleasant day. Martinez readies the 1-0. Slips in right at the knees for a strike at the bottom of the zone. And it's 1-1. Rough Riders have lost four of the five games in this series, including last night an 11-1 thumping. Martinez readies, and the 1-1. JP takes off. It's fouled back to the screen. And it's one ball, two strikes, and Martinez will have to retrace his steps back to first. Overall, Tulsa has really dominated this series on the offensive side. Frisco has been able to score some runs. They've hit seven homers in the five games, but only come away with the one win. 8-6 in game four. The pitch. High chopper up the middle. The shortstop man comes up, charges. Bare hands. Throw on to first, and he got him. A spectacular play by Devin Mann, the shortstop. Do or die play. He came up with the bare hand, and he gets Johnny Ornelas by half a step, who runs very well. It was a high two hopper. Didn't even make it into the infield dirt. It was still on the grass. And Mann had to go a long way to get that one. Made the barehanded stop. And just got Ornelas. Martinez down to second. One out. And here's Blaine Krim. Riders first baseman. Coming in off of an over, but still red hot. From the stretch. Right-hander's pitch. Although off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Three home runs in a row before yesterday's game. It's three games with at least one home run. He's 6-for-18 in the series. He's driven in six runs. Martinez, the 1-0 toss. Off the outside corner, two balls, no strikes. Let's take a look at the defense behind Jose Martinez today, the right-hander who started game one of the series. Ryan Ward in left field, James Outman in center, and Andy Pahes is the right fielder. 2-0 toss. Take it down low and inside, 3-0. Cody Hosey at third, Devin Mann at short. Michael Bush, the second baseman, Brandon Lewis at first, and Chris Betts does the catching for Martinez, who has his sign from the first base side of the rubber, glove at the belt. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Low and outside, ball four. Blaine Krim works a walk. Runners at first and second now, one out in the first inning for Ezekiel Duran. No score. Duran 5-for-19 in this series.
I think that was the one thing that we saw really well from Martinez on Tuesday, Zach. Just one walk in his four innings. Only one out here in the first, and he's got two base runners and a walk to Blaine Krim.
Ready from the stretch, he fires. A high fly ball hit deep to left field. Ward back to the warning track, looking up at the wall. That ball is gone. Ezekiel Duran with a three-run first-inning homer, and the Rough Riders jump out in front in the series finale. 3-0 Frisco. He deposits it onto the berm in left center field. Duran with his fourth home run of the season. RBI total up to 20. Well, he ended a 9-game hitting streak 2 days ago. He didn't have a hit the last two, but he wastes no time here in the first inning. On the first pitch, he sees a 3-run bomb. Here's Dustin Harris now. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Cuts through a fastball, and it's 0-1. So Ezekiel Duran with his fourth home run of the season. He's also the minor league leader in doubles with 14. The pitch home is down low and inside, 1-1. Great to see Duran smashing that one into the wind in left center field. Picking up the 3-run homer. 1-1 toss. A fly ball into left center field, chasing Ward back into the alley. He circles under it and puts it away with one paw out in front of his ball cap. Two outs, and Josh Stowers makes his way up to the dish. Rough Riders striking first in this one today, something they haven't been able to say very often in this series. As Tulsa has scored 11 first-inning runs in the series. And they've scored first in every game except for the opener. The pitch off the outside corner and low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders had a 3-0 advantage in the opening game in this series. The offering, a check swing, hopper, right back to the hill. Martinez leaves his feet, gloves it. Soft toss onto first base, and it's in time to get Stowers for the final out of the first inning. But the Rough Riders do score 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. A 3-run home run for Ezekiel Duran puts the Rough Riders out in front 3-0, and Cole Reagans takes the mound when we return on the Riders Baseball Network into the bottom of the first.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo, you want ketchup, we'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagans winds back, deals home to Michael Busch. First pitch swing, he fouls it straight back to the screen, and it's no balls and one strike. Rough Riders leading 3-0 into the bottom half of the first inning. On the back of an Ezekiel Duran 3-run home run. One back in the 0-1. High and tight. Count to one ball and one strike on Michael Busch. Left-handed batter against the left-handed pitching Cole Reagans. Looks over the top of his glove, tips it over his cap, winds back the 1-1. Inside, it hits him. Got him with the change inside. It looked like it got him on the right hand. And Busch is in a lot of pain. He'll head down to first base as he's going to get checked out by the trainer. It's Jesse Guffey who heads out there and puts his arm around him, guides him down to first base. Andy Pajes makes his way to the plate. Michael Busch on a 7-game hitting streak, number 3 prospect in the Dodgers system. That would be a huge loss if he were to come out. So often on pitches like that, you worry about the hamate bone in the hand. It breaks so easily. Checking out the left hand looks like, not the right hand, which would be the one where the hamate bone would face the mound. And Guffey's seen enough. The trainer back into his own dugout, and Bush is going to stay in. So first batter hit by a pitch. Bush is aboard, and Andy Páez in from the right side. 3-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the first inning. Reagan's ready from the stretch. Third base side of the rubber. He deals. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Give you the defense behind Cole Reagan's today, the left-hander. Kellen Strom in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Josh Stowers in right. Reagan's the 1-0. Foul back. One ball, one strike. Trey Hare at third. Johnny Ornelas at short. Ezekiel Duran has second base. Blaine Krim is the first baseman. And Jordan Procession puts down the signs for Cole Reagan's today behind the plate. Left-hander readies. He kicks and fires. Down low, inside. Two balls, one strike. Cole Reagan's making his sixth start of the season, coming off the best start of his year, and probably his best start in a Rough Riders uniform over the last 2 years. He rifles home the 2-1. High off the outside corner, three balls and one strike. Reagan's entering into today with a 2-1 record, a 2.25 ERA. And a big reason for that was his start against Arkansas. Six shutout innings, nine Ks. 3-1. Down low and inside for ball four. So the first two have reached against him. Hit by pitch and a walk. And James Outman hits now. Outman has been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders in this series. 7-for-19. Two homers, five driven in. Reagan's lefty-lefty. Two aboard, nobody out. 3-0 Riders, bottom of the first. First pitch. Soft tapper, third baseline off the end of the bat. Reagan's fields with a bare hand, throws on the first, not in time, and it gets away from Krim down the right field line. Bush comes in to score from third, and it's 3-1. Reagan's a really tough play for him, trying to get it towards the line. He grabbed it with the bare hand, didn't get a good handle on it. His arm slowed down as he tried to throw it onto first, and it was way off to his right of first base up the line, and Krim didn't have a chance to get a glove on it. So a throwing error brings in the game's first run for Tulsa. Páez down to third, and Outman on to second. 3-1 Rough Riders, nobody out, two in scoring position now for Ryan Ward. They say hit and an error. So infield single. No RBI. The pitch to Ward. He swings, skies it to shallow left field. Could be trouble. Strom charging in. Still running. He makes the basket catch. Great speed from Kellen Strom. Covering a whole lot of ground out there in left field. And he keeps Páez at third base as well. That's a big first out for Cole Reagan's. 3-1. Rough Riders out in front. Ryan Ward flies out to left field, and here's Cody Hosey. Infield comes in for Frisco. The pitch. Fouled back up over the netting, over our heads, and it's 0-1. Reagan's in that last start. Only allowed four base runners. Two hits, two walks. And an 8-2 Frisco win over Arkansas in that series finale. He readies. 0-1 toss. Eye off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. He's already allowed three base runners here in this first inning. Something we saw yesterday from Jack Leiter. 1-1. Swing and a foul back into Procession's glove out in front of the changeup. And it's 1-2. This was something coming in that we were a little bit worried about. Tulsa has scored 11 runs in the first inning entering into this game in this series. They now have 12. They've scored in five of the six games in the first inning against the Riders. 1-2. A line drive hit well out to left field. Strom under it. Back a couple steps. Makes the catch. Páez tags. He scores from third. And it's a 3-2 game. Rough Riders lead. Another run in the first inning for Tulsa. Sack fly for Hosey to left field. Carson Taylor bats now. Normally a catcher. He's the DH today. These are the first two runs that Reagan's has allowed all season in the first inning. He'd only allowed one hit coming into this start in the first. Ready from the stretch, glove chest high, the pitch. The right-handed batting Carson Taylor swings, fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Well, Cole Reagan's getting tested, just as Jack Leiter did, just as a lot of Rough Riders pitchers have been here in this series. The very good hitting Tulsa Drillers Club. Reagan's with the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a change off the outside corner, 0-2. That's the bread and butter pitch for Cole Reagan. So go fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. But that changeup to right-handed batters is one of the best pitches on the team for any starting pitcher or any reliever as well. He readies in the 0-2. Swing and a foul back into Persession's glove. He struck him out. First strikeout for Cole Reagan. It's the final out here in the first, but not before. Two runs come in on one hit, an error, and one runner left on base. 3-2 Rough Riders lead it as we go to the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come into score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders with a three-run home run from Ezekiel Duran in the first inning, and then Tulsa comes back with two tallies of their own. It's 3-2 as we go to the top of the second from Tulsa. Trey Harris starts it off in the first pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, watches it hum across the inside corner at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Jose Martinez gave up a couple hits, walked a batter. Second hit, that three-run bomb. 0-1. Fouled away, left side. 0-2. Martinez in his first start against Frisco on Tuesday. Four innings allowing three runs, one walk, six strikeouts. 0-2. Fouled away again in the air left side. Still 0-2 on Hare. Those six strikeouts were very interesting because coming into the game, he'd only struck out six over his entire season. Or I should say eight. Six in the month of April. Here's the wind back, and the right-hander's 0-2. A high fly ball out to right field, chasing Páez back to the warning track. He's at the wall, and that one carries out of here. Onto the berm for Trey Hare. It just kept going and going, and Trey Hare hits his second home run of the season. It's 4-2 Rough Riders. Trey Hare with his second hit of the series. He drives in his fourth run, though, and Frisco now leads 4-2 on an 0-2 pitch. Trey Hare with a solo shot. 14th RBI of the season. Kellen Strom bats now in the first pitch on the way. He bunts foul back behind home, 0-1. Rough Riders flexing their muscles. Their ninth home run of the series with two here today. Martinez shuttles home the 0-1. Straightens Strom up on a high inside pitch, and it's one ball and one strike. Frisco doing their best Tulsa impression with all the home runs. The 1-1. Chopper back to the hill, up over Martinez, right at the second baseman Bush, who fields to his left, throws on the run to get Strom across his body. One away in the second, 4-2 Rough Riders. Jordan Procession hits now in the ninth spot for Frisco. Four runs coming on home runs for the Rough Riders. Left-handed batter, the pinch. Chopped foul. First base side off the facing of the Tulsa dugout. 0-1. Now coming into this game, Tulsa had just dominated the series on the offensive side. Martinez looks in, winds back the 0-1. Down low and inside. One ball and one strike. Out hitting the Rough Riders 318 to 201 in this series. Tulsa had been averaging 8 runs a game. 1-1 off the outside corner and high, and it's 2 balls, 1 strike. Missed with a breaking ball. An OPS almost 250 points higher than the Rough Riders. 2-1 is skied in the air in the infield. Cody Hosey, the third baseman under it, comes in a couple steps, now back, makes the catch. Two up, two down after the solo homer to lead off the second for Hare. And J.P. Martinez at the top of the order for the Rough Riders makes his way to the plate. A single to open up the ballgame. Rough Riders turning the tides offensively here in this series. And the finale. Martinez delivers. Martinez takes a strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 0-1. J.P. Martinez against Jose Martinez. JP stands for Julio Pablo. Johnny Ornelas waiting on deck. Martinez tied his career total last year. The pitch is driven in the air deep to right center field. Outman back to the warning track looking up. It hits off the warning track and goes into the corner. Martinez up to second. He's thinking third. He's motoring that way, and they're easily with a stand-up triple. J.P. Martinez showing off the wheels, spitting that one to the gap in right center and easily legging out a three-bagger. His second hit, and Johnny Ornelas makes his way to the plate. Martinez already with 5 home runs this year. That's as many as he had last year is what we were trying to say. Martinez a triple, and Johnny Ornelas stands in. First pitch, high, 1 ball, no strikes. For Martinez, it's his first triple of the year. 1-0. Strike in the inside corner at the knees, and it's 1-1. Ornelas chopped out to short on a really nice play by Devin Mann in the first inning, charging, barehanding, and just getting him at first base. Martinez, the 1-1. A strike across the outside corner with a breaking ball belt high, and it's 1-2. Martinez just making his second start of the season for the Dodger affiliate, his second here in this series. There was a bit of a mix-up because the weather in Wichita over the last week completely messed up the Tulsa and Wichita series. They had to play 2 doubleheaders in that series, only got in 5 games, 1-2. This is low, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. So the starting rotation was all out of whack. So Martinez having to make 2 starts in this series. And plus, Michael Grove, who was originally the starter for this game, got promoted to the big leagues. So congratulations to Michael Grove. 2-2 on the way. Hard chopper left side. Hosey picks it right on the heel of his glove. He transfers, throws into first, and gets Ornelas for the final out of the second inning. Rough Riders do get a run, though, on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left stranded. Solo home run for Trey Hare puts them in front 4-2 as we maneuver our way into the bottom of the second inning here on the Riders Baseball Network. After a 6-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride!
Is your business struggling from inefficiencies during the workday? We're talking workflow woes, document deviation, print service problems, or any kind of digital solution distress? Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution, big or small. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at ZenoDallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For the last 25 years, we have been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the rest of North Texas, and are certainly proud to be partnered with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community, first responders, and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer Hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
1-0 to Devin Mann. Here's the windback from Reagans, and he deals home. A check swing, strike called outside corner with the changeup, and it's 1-1 to the shortstop. Frisco leading 4-2 as we play in the bottom half of the second inning from Tulsa, Oklahoma. 1-1. Slips inside, 2-1. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you in the series finale of this six-game set. Reagans looks over his glove, back into his wind in the 2-1. Slips across the inside corner, thigh high for a strike, 2-2. The changeup again from Reagans. Pitch he likes to throw a lot to right-handed batters. That's what Devin Mann is, the shortstop. 2-2. High pop-up, right side, foul territory. Krim giving it a look, but the first baseman watches it go into the seats. 2-2. What Cole Reagans really needs is a strong, quick second inning. This next pitch to him, or to Devin Mann, I should say, will be his 23rd already. 2-2. High off the outside corner. 3-2. In his last start, Reagans threw 96 pitches. 57 of them for strikes, but that was the most by any Rangers farhand that far. The pitch. Ground ball out to short. Easy play for Johnny Ornelas. He scoops it up, throws onto first base, and just gets Devin Mann, his defensive counterpart. One away here in the second inning on the ground out from Devin Mann to shortstop, and Brandon Lewis makes his way to the plate for Tulsa. 4-2 Frisco. 3 runs in the first, 1 in the second. 3-run home run from Ezekiel Duran and a solo shot from Trey Hare, providing the offense today for Frisco. Right-handed batter, the lefty's pinch. Lewis skies it foul out of play, right side, and it's 0-1. Lewis has had a decent series, 4-12, but still hitting under 200 on the season. Playing his 21st game today for Tulsa. Reagans deals in the 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. So Tulsa team, as mentioned throughout this series, that has struggled a bit overall on the average side of things, offensively, 1-1. High and tight, 2-1. You wouldn't know it from this series, though. They're hitting .318 entering today in this first five games of the series. An over .960 OPS. 2-1. Swings, comes up empty on a pitch off the outside corner with a fastball, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders with a tall task against them here in this series finale. 2-2. Check swing and a high heater. 3-2. 95 out of the left hand of Reagans. That's something that we have loved to see, is that velo has been good all season from Reagans. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup off the outside corner. Cole Reagans picks up his second strikeout. 2-2 in this second inning. That's 5 straight retired after the first 3 reached in the first inning. 4-2 Rough Riders. Chris Betts in the 9-hole stands in. 4th game of the season for the catcher, Betts. Wind back in the pitch. A high strike, top of the zone. Like the slider, and it was 0-1. Or it is 0-1. Reagans back into his windup in the 0-1 toss. Just off the outside edge. Missed with the breaking ball. 1-1. overall this season. As Reagans pours in the 1-1. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike, 1-2. We've seen that velocity around the 94-95 range. He was more 91-92 last year. He's getting a little tired in his first full season, coming off a couple Tommy Johns. 1-2. Skied high in the air in the infield. Rough Riders converge on the right side. It's Ezekiel Duran, the second baseman, who calls everyone off, makes the two-handed catch, and it's an easy 1-2-3 second inning for Cole Reagans. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Rough Riders take a 4-2 lead to the third, where Chris Jarrett takes over on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers' AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Three, four, five, due up for Frisco. They lead Tulsa on Sunday afternoon, 4-2 our score. Right-hander Jose Martinez back out on the bump. He'll face Blaine Krim, righty-righty matchup to get us going in the third. First pitch, catching the outside edge. No balls and a strike to Krim. Walked back in the first inning. The 0-1. Missing low. Now a ball and a strike. Frisco tying together the six-game series today against the Drillers. They scored first on Tuesday. Tulsa scoring first in every game since then. 1-1 missing outside. Now one ball and two strikes. Bottom of the second inning for Cole Reagans goes 1-2-3. 1-2 to Krim. Down and away. Count evened up at, three balls and one strike now. Three straight misses from Martinez to Krim. The 3-1 thought about from Krim, started to go around, and the appeal, they'll say no. So the second walk of the day given up to Blaine Krim. He'll drop the bat and jog up the first baseline, and a leadoff walk brings up Ezekiel Duran. Third consecutive inning. In all three innings, the Riders get the leadoff man aboard.
Not a bad guy to pitch around either. Three home runs this series. He's driven in six. He's been really hot. Continues to get on base.
Now here's Ezekiel Duran, who's already homered today. First pitch. Zooms in there. Inside lower edge for a called strike one. Yeah, and we've heard from Cody Bradford. We've heard from other pitchers that, and we've seen it too, the scouting report rolling over. 0-1 to Duran. Pulled up the third baseline. That ball's fair and kicks off the corner. Krim turns at second and heading for three. The throw to second base from Warden left. Not in time. Duran sneaks under the tag. A double moves Krim to third, and Ezekiel Duran with six total bases already early on Sunday.
Close play at second base. He was flying into second. Head first dive. Both his hands went into second base, and it looked like Michael Bush laid the tag on him. As Scott Hennessy, the manager for the Drillers, is out and arguing with Isaias Barba. Or actually, that's Harley Acosta, the umpire out there. But I thought he was just able to get his hand under the tag. Either way, it's a double.
Boy, another double for Ezekiel Duran. 15 on the season. Just tally him up. That one not his conventional doubles that we've seen. Normally a guy that will roll a ball to the wall or take it deep into an alley. That one on the ground just past the third baseman, Cody Hosey. It kicked and was kind of right in front of Ryan Ward charging in from left, and he got a good throw to second, but not in time. Here's Dustin Harris. First pitch pulled into right field, drops in for a base hit. Krim comes in to third. Duran giving the holdup sign, and he'll stop at third base. RBI base hit on the first pitch for Dustin Harris. And Frisco stretching their lead. 5-2 our score in the top of the third inning. Third consecutive Riders batter to reach base to begin the third. Jose Martinez with three allowed in the first, one in the second. One already and threatening for more here in the third. Josh Stover is the right fielder standing in. Righty-righty matchup with runners at the corners. No outs. The pitch flutters in there. 83 miles an hour. No balls and a strike to Stowers, the right fielder that chopped one right back to the mound in his first at-bat to end the first inning. And Martinez will step off. Pitch clock did not reset. Now it does. First and third for Martinez. No outs. The pitch. Lifted into left field. That'll fall in nicely for a base hit. Duran easily scores from third. Four consecutive riders reaching base to start the third. Three straight hits. 6-2 Frisco in the top of the third inning. Nobody out on back-to-back run scoring singles. And that'll draw Ryan Denick out of the Tulsa dugout. Great to see on a couple of guys in Dustin Harris and Josh Doors that haven't seen that much production in the series. For Dustin, he certainly has in terms of walks. Stowers has had a slower start to the month of May than he'd like, but he's made up for it on the defensive end of things. We saw that last night. But both stepping up to the plate and early in counts, coming up with RBI base hits. Harris to right, Stowers to left. Denick still out on the mound. As he has a quick word with Jose Martinez, his start on Sunday is not what we saw on Tuesday. Four innings, six strikeouts for the right-handed starter and start number one on the season. Lefty reliever Austin Drury getting warm for Tulsa in their home bullpen. We'll see if there's more damage awaiting Martinez against Frisco. Here's Trey Hare. Second and first, no outs, the first pitch. Big wave and a miss for strike one. It bounced away. Now Dustin down to third, and he's in there safely. Count is 0-1-1 to Hare. It's on the swing. It bounced a little bit away from the catcher, Chris Betts. Stowers remaining at first. Runners at the corners, nobody gone. Righty-lefty for Martinez as he comes set and checks Harris at third. The pitch. Misses low. Even count of a ball and a strike. We mentioned earlier the six-game homestand that awaits Frisco against Corpus Christi when they return on Tuesday. 1-1, runner goes for second, swing and a miss, and a fake throw by Betts as Stowers able to take second. Harris at third, and Betts trying to see if Dustin would get any type of lead at third base, see if he can attempt a back pick. Dustin staying right put. So two in scoring position, no out for Hare. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Chopper foul up the third baseline. We'll do the 1-2 over again. Six games against Corpus Christi. That'll be the first time that the Hooks and Riders meet this season. San Antonio awaiting 2 weeks from now, a week from this upcoming Tuesday. It'll be 12 consecutive at Riders Field starting this upcoming Tuesday, May 17th. 1-2. Yanked down the first baseline and again foul. Still one ball, two strikes to Trey Hare. He battled and battled in the second inning to lead off the frame. Got four pitches, all of them strikes. And on the fourth pitch, a high inside heater that was borderline too high and in, but he just got a hold of it. And a long fly ball right field had enough to leave the ballpark. That made it 4-2 Frisco. They've added two here in the third. Now 6-2. Next toss. Missed low and a big take by Hare. He doesn't chase. The low off speed at 87, and now it's two balls and two strikes. 6-2 Frisco with nobody out in the top of the third. They've scored three in the first, one in the second, and two and more here in the third. The pitch home. Two twos lifted back to the net and off the top. Almost goes right back out to the mound of Martinez. He gets a new one. Still two balls, two strikes. Eighth pitch of the at-bat to Trey Hare upcoming. The longest at-bat for Frisco today. Martinez comes set. Righty-lefty. The 2-2. Lifted high in the air out to straightaway center. Altman going back. Looking up at the wall. That ball's gone! The second homer of the day for Trey Hare. He entered today with one homer on the season. Give him two and three on Sunday afternoon. 9-2 Riders in the third. Have a day, Trey Hare. Knew it as soon as it was off the bat. Now Kellen Strom is next. But he won't see Jose Martinez. That'll do it for the right-hander in the top of the third inning. He allows the first five to the plate to reach base. And nobody out for Frisco, but the bases are empty for Austin Drury. He'll be coming in from right field to relieve Jose Martinez, who records just two innings of work on Sunday. We'll step aside for the Drillers pitching change and come back for the rest of the top of the third inning. Riders busy on Sunday. They lead Tulsa 9-2, our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch from Austin Drury. And ripped down the ground into left field for Kellen Strom. So he comes up with a base hit to greet the left-handed reliever Austin Drury in from the Tulsa bullpen. Here's Jordan Procession, first pitch. It's down and inside for ball one. And Strom will head to second. It got away from Betts behind the plate. Driller is doing a lot of scoring in the opening innings leading into today, but now it's the Rough Riders' turn. 3 in the first, 1 in the second, and now 5 with nobody out in the top of the third. It's 9-2 Frisco. The pitch home. 1-0 misses outside. Now a ball and a strike to Procession. Second time we've seen Drury this week. 24-year-old from North Florida. Lefty-lefty the pitch. Procession has it missed down and away at 88 miles an hour. Two balls and a strike. Drury the 34th rounder in 2018, but a win-loss record this year of 3-0 and a 150 ERA. Working 2-1 to Procession with Strom at second. The pitch home. The catcher Procession takes one, but it's in there. Count is even, two balls, two strikes. Drury from Land O'Lakes, Florida. Dustin Harris also from Land O'Lakes, Florida. Next pitch. Lifted in the air to shallow right field. Pajes coming in, camps under it, makes a catch. And there's the first out of the top of the third. J.P. Martinez, a two-for-two day. He comes to the plate. Three-run homer for Trey Hare in the top of the third. His second of the game already. He had a solo shot to begin the second inning. That was the only run for the Riders in the third inning, or I should say the second inning. JP made it interesting with a two-out triple. They couldn't bring him in. Lefty-lefty to Martinez, the first pitch. Thought about, and it finds his own for a called strike one. Kellen Strom at second base. One gone in the top of the third. First six to the plate for Frisco reached before the first out recorded. 0-1. Just high. Betts trying to pull it down, but right at his catcher's mask. Eye level with him. It's 1-1. Break-even pitch. Thought about from Martinez, but it finds his own. Straightened up, and now 1-2. JP with his 2-for-2 day, having his OPS climb to an even 1,000 and a .333 average as he stands in from the left side. Now the 1-2 to him. Poked back to the net. Fouled away, and he stays alive. One ball and two strikes. As we understand it, the third multi-homer game for Trey Hare in his career. But his first of the season with Frisco. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Martinez chasing an inside off speed at 83. And retired for the first time today. Two gone. Runner at second base for Johnny Ornelas. The losses for Frisco has done some damage in the standings in the Texas League South. Amarillo not too far away in second place with their win last night. Lefty-righty to Ornelas. The first pitch from Drury outside. 1-0. Three-hit day for Ornelas last night. A couple balls off the ground for him this afternoon, though. 0-for-2, and both to the left side of the infield. A ground out to short, and a ground out to third. Here's the 1-0. In there. Taken for a strike right in the middle of the zone at 89, but an off-speed. As Ornelas sees one in for a strike, and the count is even. Frisco leads the South at 18-14. They entered this week with a 10-2 road record, but five games later, 11-16. Next pitch, 1-1. Finds for a called strike two. Looked like the same pitch from Drury, but he picked up the tempo and didn't come to a set for much longer than a half second, but he did set. The count works to 1-2. Strom at second base. The pitch home. Ornelas has it missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. At one point in time, Frisco had one of the best run differentials in the Texas League. It's since dwindled to 4. That crown belongs to Amarillo. A plus run differential of 30 with the best offense and the highest scoring offense in the league. Wichita not far behind at 26. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch home. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ornelas reaching outside for the heater at 91. But the ninth batter to the plate, Johnny Ornelas, goes down swinging. A top of the third that needed two different drillers pitchers. As the Rough Riders remove Jose Martinez from the mound, Austin Drury coming in and retiring three of the four batters faced, ends the top of the third with back-to-back strikeouts. But Frisco scoring five more runs in the top of the third. They lead it 9-2 over Tulsa. We head to the home half next on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We start the bottom of the third inning with Cole Reagans facing Michael Busch, and the first pitch is a solo homer to the second baseman. His 11th on the season. And so Reagans, one trip through the order, two runs on just one hit. One walk and two strikeouts, but one pitch to Michael Busch, the top of the card, and he takes him deep. Now a 9-3 Riders lead, and Reagan's set to face Andy Pages, lefty-righty, the pitch home. Check swing, and it skips off the inside handle of the bat. 0-1. Busch and Pages, 0-1 quickly. The appeal as procession signals up to the first base umpire, Isaias Barba. He says no, so it's now one ball, one strike. Reagans winds and the break-even pitch coming home. Tipped foul at the plate on a big cut from Pages, but it skipped off the bottom of the bat, now 1-2. Michael Busch plunked by a pitch back in the first, and Andy Pages walked. And then on the first pitch to James Outman, it skipped off home plate and was trickling up the third base line. 1-2 from Reagans. High. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball at 93. I think a ball that might have maybe ran foul, but Cole wanted to try and get the first out with Busch and Pages both running. 2-2. Down and in. Full count to Pages, still awaiting his first at-bat today. He was at second and advanced to third on a throwing error from Cole Reagans. 3-2. Lifted in the air and over the net, foul. Still a full count. So Outman to first. Cole deep down the line. Not really that deep, but very away from first base. Stabbed it with his bare hand, and you could tell hesitated a little bit as if he should throw to first or not. Outman was already there. I think at the last second, Reagans hesitated because the throw was short and it bounced away from Blaine Grimm. 3-2. In the air to left field. That'll drop for a base hit. Back-to-back knocks for Tulsa in the bottom of the third. Pages, his first hit of the day. Just the third hit allowed by Reagans. Nobody out in the bottom of the third. James Outman's next. Reagans entered today with splits that really favored him in the first inning. Lefty-lefty matchup on Outman as Reagans kicks and throws. Lifted, foul. Back behind the plate and off the top of the net. 0-1. Outman with that infield single back in the first inning and advanced to second on the throwing error from Reagans. Cole did retire him in order, though, after that. Next pitch. 0-1 shot in the air out to left. Strom advancing in. Makes a jogging catch for the first out. Pajes staying put at first base. One gone. 9-3, Frisco leading in the bottom of the third. One out for Ryan Ward with Pajes at first base. After the base hit from Outman, it was Reagans to get Ward flying out to left, a sack fly from Cody Hosey, and Carson Taylor on strikes. Reagans from the stretch to Ward. First pitch missing low for ball one. Ryan Ward yesterday, a two-run double in the second inning after you were optimistic about Jack Leiter trying to soldier on through his Saturday night start. 1-0. Missing down and away. Edge of the plate with procession establishing outside. It's now two balls, no strikes. Second inning started with a Cody Hosey base hit. Jaron Kendall hit by a pitch. Next toss. Swing and a miss on the 2-0. Now two balls and a strike. Then with runners aboard, Ryan Ward with a two-run double. And that would be the final batter face for Leiter last night. Exited with an inning and two-thirds. Shortest go of the season. Two balls and a strike as Reagans comes home. Swing and a miss for strike two. 91 as he took some off the fastball. Evens up the count. One gone, bottom three. Nobody going in either bullpen. Reagan stretches the 2-2. And misses upstairs and outside. Now three balls, two strikes. Right-handed starter Jose Martinez is done. Frisco got him. He got him pretty good in the top of the third for five runs, highlighted by a three-run shot from Trey Hare. 3-2 will wait, and Reagans with a lofty toss to first. Not much intent behind it, just keeping Pajes honest at first base. Still three balls, two strikes. Drillers in their Dodger blue uniforms today with Drillers in white, the numbers in red. Reagans to 3-2. Ground ball right side. Duran, the second baseman, has it. No play to second. He'll spin to Krim at first in time for the second out. Took him pretty deep in the four spot and to his left, away from second base. And Pajes, no serious speed threat, but you never want to make that throw to second base and gamble no outs instead of two outs. So a wise play by Duran. And a chance for Reagans to allow just one run on the solo shot from Bush. Here's Cody Hosey. First pitch high and away, ball one. That was on the first pitch by Cole in this bottom of the third inning. We were just coming back from break and a solo shot. 11th of the year for Michael Bush. 1-0. Big wave and a miss. First strike one. 89 as Hosey couldn't catch the off speed. And it evens up the count. RBI on the line today for Hosey, but no hits. Just a sack fly in the first inning. 1-1 pitch. Lifted in the air to left field, but right on a rope to Strom coming in. Underhand catch, and he hauled it in. Strom was frozen at the moment, but had to make up some serious ground, and he hauled it in for the final out of the bottom of the third. A run-saving catch by Kellen Strom in left. And he made it look pretty to end the third inning. One run in on one swing of the bat by Michael Bush. And a 9-3 lead for Frisco as we go to the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball in Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specifically designed to help teams connect with their fans to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left-hander Austin Drury back out on the mound. And the same way that Frisco started the third inning, they'll send Krim Duran-Harris to the plate to get things going in the fourth inning. Chris Jared, Zach Bigley with you from a beautiful One Oak Field in downtown Tulsa. Sunday afternoon, just 5 minutes past the 2 o'clock hour. We've played 1 hour of baseball on this Sunday. May 15th, 2022. Lefty-righty to Krim, the first pitch. It misses outside. One ball and no strikes to the first baseman, Krim. That's walked twice today. He's coming to score on both trips to the plate. 1-0 misses downstairs. Now two balls, no strikes. Krim with a walk in the first, and Ezekiel Duran, a three-run homer in the top of the first inning to put the first runs up on the scoreboard of the day for Frisco. Drury, the 2-0 pitch home. High fly ball up to shallow right. Pajes charging in, now stops underneath it. Glove up and makes the catch, and there's one gone. Much better start pitching-wise for the Drillers in this fourth inning compared to their third. Frisco sent their first six to the plate and all reached safely. A walk from Krim to get things going before five straight hits. Makes a double in there from Ezekiel Duran, who stands in now. 15th of the season for the middle infielder, Duran. And the first pitch missed inside. Ball one to him. Two for two day for the second baseman, Duran. 1-0. Started outside and broke into the zone, 81 miles an hour. Now one ball and one strike. Had that three-run homer in the first and a double and scored in the third. 1-1 from Drury. Hard hit fly ball out to center field. Outman on the move. To his left. Deep into the track, and it drops off the wall. Duran rounds first and heads to second. Throw back in. Stops him there. Two doubles on the day for the Texas League and minor league baseball leader in doubles. 16 on the season for Duran, and a perfect 3-for-3 day. This guy hits the ball and hits it hard, and he did it again. Boy, with the speed and athleticism that James Outman has, a 40-man roster guy for the Dodgers, even he couldn't run that down. Wind blowing in and a little bit to the right as well. Here's Dustin Harris, lefty-lefty pitch. In for a late called strike one. Second time this week that we see these two guys from Land O'Lakes, Florida going at it. And Dustin Harris and Austin Drury, the 0-1. Slides in for a called strike two. Middle of the order has been really strong today. Dustin Harris with an RBI knock to keep it moving in the third. Had an RBI base hit to score Krim. It was on the first pitch of the at-bat. Lefty-lefty, 0-2 from Drury. Missed low in the dirt, kicks away from the catcher Betts, and Duran easily down to third. Credit the wild pitch to get Duran 90 feet away from scoring position. Would be the 10th run already. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Frisco scored three in the first, plated one more in the second, before five in the third inning. Giving Tulsa a bit of a taste of their own medicine in what they've done this week. They've scored and scored early. Two balls and one strike. And a pitch clock violation on the lefty Drury. That'll even up the count. Two balls, two strikes. And now it looked like Scott Hennessy said that he wanted a reset up on the pitch clock. And Ray Patchen just shrugs his shoulders. So the count will remain. Two balls, two strikes. Duran at third base. One gone in the top of the fourth. Lefty-lefty to Harris. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball right side. Durant coming in to score from third. Scooped by the second baseman, Bush, and the play to first base is in time. Two gone. RBI ground out for Dustin Harris. Now 10-3 Frisco. Here comes Josh Stowers. I think one of the things that we've seen today is on top of the extra base hits and on top of base runners, Frisco capitalizing and bringing guys in. Josh Stowers stands in. First pitch sliding too low and inside, ball one. A lot of issues with the Riders finishing with runners in scoring position this week. 1-0, Tapper foul at the plate. Just off the end of the bat of Stowers, and the count's even 1-1. Not the case today. Lefty-righty matchup to Stowers to break even. High and outside. Now two balls in one strike. Josh Stowers with an RBI knock in the third. It was right after Dustin Harris's RBI single. It's two pitches later from Jose Martinez. Drury turns home the 2-1. Lifted over the net and over our heads. Count even back up. Two balls and two strikes. Bases empty for Josh Stowers and two gone in the top of the fourth. Certainly a fun one for Frisco fans. Not the case for the home Drillers. 2-2. Missed downstairs and blocked behind the plate by Betts. Three balls, two strikes. Decent crowd. We've seen good pull by Tulsa at their home ballpark this week. A Sunday matinee crowd, the second day game that we've seen this series. Earlier on Wednesday, an 11:05 start time. We'll have the same on Tuesday when Frisco hosts Corpus Christi. 3-2, high fly ball down the third baseline. This one hanging in the air a bit. Ward charging in from left and can't get there. Maybe lands 4 feet foul. And the shortstop, Devin Mann, charging out there to meet the left fielder Ward. Neither could get to it, and a long walk back to the box for Josh Stowers. Still three balls, two strikes. Early start to Tuesday's game, as we mentioned, against Corpus Christi in what will be Education Day. Silver Slugger Tuesdays as well. 3-2 pitch. High and outside, ball four, he lost him. Stowers continues the inning and works a deep count and draws his first walk of the day. The second time aboard for Stowers, and Trey Harris next.
We got that Education Day, as you mentioned, on Tuesday. What's one song you don't want to hear? What's a kid song that just drives you crazy?
I heard the SpongeBob SquarePants theme here. I feel like we've cashed in on that long enough. I feel like SpongeBob SquarePants is long past its day. Lefty-lefty, swing and a miss to Hare for strike one. Now, that's saying nothing on SpongeBob. But, like, I feel like the SpongeBob theme does not really target today's kids. Even though they knew the lyrics pretty well, I was pretty impressed. I mean, are they still running that?
They're still making new episodes.
There's no chance. I thought that was a long time ago. As the 0-1 missed inside, it's 1-1. I thought that ended.
1999 to present.
Present, okay. Yeah. Wow.
That's a successful franchise right there.
Is there one off the top of your head as Drury's set? And the 1-1 pitch. Gave you time to think about it. Missed low, 2-1.
Baby Shark, I mean, is the...
Yeah, that's tough. That's really tough.
That's the number one that comes to mind.
And that, when you hear Baby Shark, there's no more of a blunt reminder that you've been awake for 6 hours and it's noon. Runner goes for second on the 2-1 chopper foul up the first baseline. And Stowers will head back to first. 2-2.
I can do without any Frozen soundtrack song. No Let It Go. No, do you want
Let
to
Let It Go
snow,
gives me
man?
Goosebumps. What? I don't know why. That's always like a song. That
okay.
It's just a cool
song. It's a
song.
Motivating song for
yeah.
you. Okay. Gets you going.
Spent through a lot.
Gets the people going.
It does get the people going. I can guarantee you there's more. 2-2. Called strike three. He rung him up on a way inside pitch. And Trey Hare doesn't like it. Two out walk to Josh Stowers is left stranded. That'll do it for Frisco in the top of the fourth. They get one run in on one hit. RBI ground out for Dustin Harris. And the second double of the day for Ezekiel Duran, his 16th on the year. We go to the home half of the fourth. Frisco in front on Sunday, 10-3 our score.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch from Cole Reagans is in for a called strike one. He'll face Taylor, Mann, and Lewis in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you in our Sunday series finale between Tulsa and Frisco. 0-1 is popped high in the air to shallow center. Duran, the second baseman, backpedaling deep into the pasture and makes the backwards catch. Stayed underneath it the whole time, but a drifter that crept into Josh Stower's territory. But Duran was there for it for the first out. Now four consecutive retired by Reagans. One gone in the bottom of the fourth. And it is the left-hander Cole Reagans back on the bump. Shortstop Devin Mann in next from the right side. First pitch, high for ball one. Frisco has scored in every inning today. Three in the first, one in the second, five in the third, and one more in the fourth. Next pitch from Reagans. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. Meanwhile, for Tulsa, they scored two in the first, but just one since then. There was a solo homer in the last half inning by Michael Busch. 2-0. That's in there. Finds a zone at 81. Two balls and a strike to the shortstop man. Worked a full count, but grounded out in his first and only at-bat. Next pitch misses high. Now 3-1. Mann this season, a .216 average. Picked up his second homer yesterday. 3-1. Taken for strike two, and the count's full. Now that was two nights ago, beg your pardon, for Devin Mann. A two-run shot in the eighth. 3-2. Lifted back to the net. Count remains full. Base is empty, one gone in the bottom of the fourth. And Frisco in front, 10-3. The hit column looks the exact same. The only error in the ballgame belonging to the lefty starter, Cole Reagans, who winds and deals home the 3-2. Outside for ball four. Just a second walk for Reagans as his first came in the second batter face today, all the way back in the first inning on Andy Pajes. He's been clean since then. Not as many strikeouts as we normally see from a guy in Cole Reagans. Only two today. But he's been given plenty of support from his offense. Lefty-righty, the first pitch to Brandon Lewis. Misses high, ball one.
Not only not a lot of strikeouts, but a little bit slower pace than we're used to seeing from Reagans. He's had a lot of base runners here in this game. Just one 1-2, three inning now with that walk.
Big breath, the 1-0 pitch. Lewis yanks it down the third baseline, and it tailed foul from Hare. 1-1.
So not being able to work from the windup throughout the full inning, not getting that consistency that he likes. So that's led to a bit of a slower pace as we're into the fourth inning and well over an hour and 15 minutes deep into this one.
Reagan's a long set. Now the 1-1. inside. Two balls and a strike. Is that something? Is that a testament to what we've seen from Tulsa this week, where how fast and how quick they tag runs and tag production and clump it together? 2-1. Swing and a miss, strike two.
I think there's something to be said about that, but also this is a very patient hitting team, and I think as we've talked about the scouting report, maybe this week it's been a scouting report to jump on them early. Today it's been wait Reagan's out. Not a lot of first pitch swinging.
2-1. 2-2, rather, misses outside. Another full count. Three balls, two strikes.
Because already this will be the 68th pitch for Reagan's.
We're just, as Zach mentions, one gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Frisco leads 10-3. Runner at first base, one gone. 3-2 pitch home. Poked back to the net. Off speed at 78. One of the softest pitches we've seen from Reagan's today. Lewis had to adjust on the curveball and just got a piece of it.
Now, granted, 13 runs and 13 hits, that'll contribute to the slowness of the game as well.
Again, the 3-2. High fly ball, tailing foul and into the seats. We'll do the payoff pitch again. Yeah, I mean, that's really slowing things down. And Reagan's every time out from the dugout, he's beating us out of our commercial breaks where he's throwing the first, even second pitch of the inning before we're clean back into action. So I think gets things back going, but he's been really utilizing the pitch clock and slowing things down in the mound as he throws back to first base. Devin Mann there as his second walk allowed today.
And worth saying as a stipulation, it's not slow. This isn't a slow game. It's a little bit slower than the lightning pace we played this week, but not a slow game by any means.
3-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. K number three today for Cole Reagan's and two gone in the fourth. Due up next is Chris Betts. Yeah, I mean, I think it's the 13 runs, 13 hits. We've had a mid-inning pitching change. But certainly a game plan for Cole Reagan's to consider the offensive power that we've seen from Tulsa this week. He's got two out and a runner aboard for Betts. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Got him on the slider at 85. No balls and a strike to the catcher Betts that popped out in the infield his last at-bat. The only 1-2-3 inning for Reagan's that he's seen today. 0-1. Outside. Same pitch at 87. Now a ball and a strike. We haven't really seen many 1-2-3 innings allowed by any Frisco pitcher this week. A lot of production by Tulsa at the plate. 1-1. Tapper foul. It shot straight down into the dirt off the bat of Betts. It's now 1-2. Cole Reagan's looking to get through four innings as his pitch count is starting to really tally up. Over 70 pitches in this at-bat against Betts. A 1-2. Back to the net again. Stays alive. It's still one ball, two strikes.
For the first five games of the series entering into this one, Tulsa had a .415 on base percentage as a team. That's a lot of base runners.
An offense that, in a number of categories, was in the basement of the Texas League in terms of just some general production offensive stats. Overall team average, it's above a .300 this week, well above. 1-2, down and blocked by procession. Even count, two balls, two strikes. So Frisco will play Corpus Christi, last place team in the South, and then San Antonio for six, who they swept in their second series of the season. 2-2, called strike three. Got them watching, and back-to-back strikeouts for Reagan's to end action in the fourth inning. It's his fourth strikeout of the day. Strands a one-out walk and Devin Mann at first base. Cole Reagan's through four innings, and he's allowed three runs on three hits. That'll do it. All done in four. We go to the fifth with Frisco all out in front on Sunday. 10-3 their score over Tulsa on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be. No.
I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher into the ball game, and for the fifth inning, we'll send things back over to Mr. Zach Bigley.
All right. Thanks, Chris. That new pitcher, Jordan Leisure, takes over. The right-hander, the third pitcher used today by the Tulsa Drillers. Kellen Strom to lead things off. It's Strom, Procession, and Martinez, the 3-2 up for Frisco. Leisure from the third base side of the rubber from the stretch, he deals. Strom takes a fastball for a strike. Bottom of the zone at 96 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Strom picked up a base hit back in the third. He's 1-for-2. Rough Riders a 10-3 advantage. The pitch. Fastball, low and inside. 1-1. Frisco with 3 runs in the first, 1 in the second, 5 in the third, and 1 in the fourth. Good offense production today. They were due. 1-1. Strike with a fastball across the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have been tamped down at times in this series, though they put up some runs. This is the first double-digit run output for the Rough Riders since April 27th. The pitch is hit on a couple hops back to the hill. Leisure spears it to his left, and underhand tosses over to first base, jogging that way for the out. One away for Jordan Procession. Rough Riders up 10-3. Frisco put up 10 runs against Midland on April 27th on 17 hits. Procession, left-handed batter. Leisure ready from the stretch. And the right-hander kicks and fires. A swing and a miss. First pitch fastball. Procession comes up empty and it's 0-1. Leisure, 23 years old, 6'3", 215-pounder. Former 14th-round pick, 0-1. High, skyscraping fly ball, shallow center field. Devin Mann, the shortstop, on a back pedal. He reaches up with one hand, makes the catch. Two up, two down. J.P. Martinez at the top of the Riders' order stands in now. It's been a tough go for Jordan Leisure, 5.63 ERA. A lot of strikeouts. Most of those coming with the Great Lakes Loons, where he started through his first 5 games. Pitch home. Inside and a breaking ball, and it's 1-1, no strikes. Over his 5 appearances here at the AA level, a 10.80 ERA. Offering home. Swing and a miss. Power on power. Fastball at 96. Martinez couldn't catch up. 1-1. Second outing here in this series, he threw 2 scoreless innings against the Rough Riders in Game 2. 3 strikeouts. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. 1-2. Rough Riders with 3 home runs, matching their season high in one game. 2 from Trey Hare, 1 from Ezekiel Duran. 1-2 on the way. Strike 3 called in the outside corner, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jordan Leisure. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom five coming up. Rough Riders a 10-3 lead over the Tulsa Drillers from Tulsa, Oklahoma on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cole Reagan steals home to Justin Yurchek. It's high and inside, misses with a curveball, and it's one ball and no strike. So Michael Bush being pinch hit for by Yurchek. Bush homered his last time up. Reagan's delivers, a swing and a miss. The slider off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. A home run and a hit-by-pitch for Bush. That hit-by-pitch might be the reason he's coming out. 1-1. Hard ground ball to the right side. Actually softens up into the grass. Onto the infield dirt. Duran has it and throws onto first for the out. Rough Riders second baseman makes the play for out number one in the fifth. And Andy Pajes makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders leading 10-3 here in the home half of the fifth inning. We don't want to speculate, of course, what's going on with Michael Bush, but he's no longer in the game. Pajes reached twice today. A walk and a single. First offering. A swing and a miss. High fastball. 0-1. Pajes, the number four prospect in the Dodgers system. And Chris, you and I were talking before today's game. Here's the windback and the 0-1. High with a fastball. 1-1. About how there's nobody going anywhere on this Tulsa Drillers team. And it's far from lack of execution on their part. 1-1. Fouled straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes. And it's one of the crazy things about playing for a big league club that is loaded and playing really well is there's not a lot of movement in the system because the dominoes aren't falling at the big league level, except for maybe in the bullpen with a few injuries here or there. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out high and away with a fastball. And Cole Reagans has his fifth strikeout. Two outs here in the fifth, and James Outman steps in, but we're seeing a lot of those guys here in Tulsa.
We are. And to that point, I think it's, at the end of the day, you always want your guys playing against the talent that would most suit them, but not really a bad problem to face at the end of the day, and I think the guys understand where they are and why they're there.
Pitch to Outman. He sends it high in the air into shallow center field. Martinez trotting in. He's under it, and the center fielder makes a two-handed catch. There's the easy inning we were looking for Cole Reagans. He goes 1-2-3, and he didn't need many pitches, just eight to dispatch of the Tulsa Drillers. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top six coming up. Rough Riders leading 10-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Johnny Ornelas starts it off for the Riders in the sixth, leading 10-3 over Tulsa. And here's the first pitch from Leisure. On the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you on a beautiful day game in Tulsa in the series finale. Rough Riders trying to escape with a win today. 0-1. Ornelas swings and misses in an elevated breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Chris, before we went to break, we were talking kind of about the lack of movement in the Dodgers system, and it was very interesting, especially with the starting pitchers yesterday. You have two guys in Bobby Miller and Jack Leiter who are probably going to be here for a little while, but for two different reasons. Here's the stretch, and the 0-2. This is low, and it's one ball, two strikes. You have Jack Leiter, who they both need to develop, but Leiter probably going to be here for a while because the Rangers aren't looking to compete right now. They don't want their top prospects up there and trying to force them. 1-2. Way off the outside corner. 2-2. While Bobby Miller, he can help the big league club right now, but they don't really need him, quite frankly, because they have so much talent in that system.
Yeah, and it's just more of what you're saying. I think the guys here understand that. They know and they have a pulse of what goes on at the big league level.
2-2. Ornelas swings, sends it high in the air and deep to left field. You can forget about this one. That ball is gone. Johnny Ornelas with his fourth home run of the season, and he increases the Rough Riders' lead to 11-3 with a solo shot. On a 2-2 pitch, Johnny Ornelas sending it out of the ballpark here at One Oak Field. A shot that originally looked like it was going to be way out of here as Ryan Ward didn't even move in left field. It ends up only leaving the park into the first row of seats in left. And Johnny Ornelas picks up his fourth home run of the year. There's Blaine Crim now. From the stretch, here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss and an elevated fastball by Crim. And it's 0-1. And that's the Rough Riders' first four home run game as a team this season. From the stretch, pitch to Crim. On the inside corner, a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-2.
I love the slamming Sammy Sosa hop by Johnny as well. That's a guy that played for Tulsa.
Long pedigree here. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on three pitches, all fastballs. Second strikeout for Leisure, and there's one away.
I'd like to note, too, that's also not a reach. We've made that comparison earlier in the year.
Yes. Ornelas swagger. Here's Ezekiel Duran. He's having himself a very good day. The pitch. Fastball down the heart of the plate to strike 0-1. Can't really imagine up a much better day than 3-for-3, three-run home run, two doubles, three runs scored. Ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. A high fly ball out to left field. This one's chasing Ward back to the warning track. He's at the wall. It's gone! Ezekiel Duran with his second homer of the day. He's 4-for-4 with four extra base hits. And the Rough Riders lead 12-3. What a day for Ezekiel Duran. His third career multi-home run game. And the Rough Riders are blowing this one wide open. Second home run of the inning for Frisco, fifth of the day, and this is the way you end a series. What an offensive output by Frisco. Dustin Harris climbs in now. And the pitch his way. He swings, drives it down the right field line and foul. 0-1. Johnny Ornelas, then Ezekiel Duran. Solo home runs for the Rough Riders. What a day. 4 for 4, 2 home runs, 2 doubles, 4 RBIs. Couldn't cook up a better one. 0-1 toss. Breaking ball. Strike outside corner, 0-2. Rough Riders have now hit 12 home runs in this 6-game series. 0-2. Fouled straight back. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Including 5 here today. 2 from Duran, 2 from Hare, 1 from Ornelas. A lot of power for these Rough Riders. Oh, 2. Harris swings, skies it out to shallow right field. Pajes now drifting back just a couple steps. Shy of the warning track, he makes the catch. 2 outs in the 6th inning for Josh Stowers. Frisco, 12 runs on 12 hits. They lead 12-3 here in the top of the 6th inning. Leisure from the stretch in the right-hander's pitch. Stowers swings, sends it high in the air, deep to left center field. Outman back to the warning track, and he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the 6th inning. But not before the Rough Riders put up 2 runs and a pair of solo shots on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's the Rough Riders 12, Tulsa 3. So we go to the home half of the 6th on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride.
After a 6-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the 6th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch swinging drive to center field, and it's gone off the bat of Ryan Ward. A first pitch home run for the Tulsa Drillers here in the bottom half of the 6th inning. That's the 2nd first pitch home run that Cole Reagans has allowed. A solo shot makes it 12-4. Rough Riders lead it. Run for the Drillers on the first offering here in the 6th, and Cody Hosey makes his way in now. Time called, and Jared Gettert comes out of the Rough Riders dugout, and he's going to go get Cole Reagans, and Cole can't believe it. Ty Tiedemann is warming out of the Riders' pen, and Gettert makes the move to the bullpen. Reagans done after 5+, and he protests, but Gettert already made the move. Ty Tiedemann out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. We'll step aside after the first pitch home run. It's now 12-4. Rough Riders out in front here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th.
Let's ride.
Get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Ward's first pitch home run spells the end of the night for Cole Reagans, and Ty Tiedemann comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen here in the sixth. Rough Riders still in control, 12-4 in the series finale. Cody Hosey bats against Tiedemann, righty-righty. First pitch, swinging a foul back into Processions' glove, and it's 0-1. Ty Tiedemann out of the Rough Riders bullpen, has been better as of late, trying to shake off a tough stretch for him. He deals home off the outside edge, and it's one ball and one strike. Tiedemann, the 25-year-old tall guy, 6'6", 195-pounder out on the mound. Brings an 8.04 ERA into this appearance. 1-1 off the outside corner, misses with a breaking ball. It's two balls, one strike. Hasn't allowed an earned run in the last five innings. Two appearances here in May. He fires in the 2-1. Just slips inside. Three balls, one strike. It's brought his ERA down almost four total runs. Went through a tough stretch in April, though, allowing 11 runs over three consecutive appearances. 3-1. High pop-up, shallow right field. Long run for Stowers. Calls off Duran, and the right fielder makes the catch. One away in the sixth inning, and Carson Taylor, the number 27 prospect of Dodgers organization, makes his way to the plate. 0-for-2 day. Normal catcher, today the DH. Switch hitter, flips around, bats from the left side for the first time today. Strikeout and a pop-up against Reagans. Tiedemann ready from the stretch. Rough Riders leading 12-4 in the sixth, the pitch. On the outside corner with a fastball, 0-1. Final line for Cole Reagans, not as good as he'd like it to be. Five innings plus. Four runs allowed, all earned on four hits. The pitch is just across the outside edge, but a bit low, and it's one ball and one strike. Five strikeouts, one walk for Reagans. Beg your pardon, three of those runs earned. The offering in off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Reagan's ERA at 2.79 as it stands now. Tiedemann comes set, glove near his chin. 2-1, swing and a miss. Change up off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Tiedemann, a long relief guy for the Rough Riders. Could go a couple innings here. He deals in the 2-2. Just off the outside corner, barely missing, and it's three balls, two strikes. Rough Riders do have some guys in the bullpen who are working on decent rest. Tiedemann on 4 days of rest. 3-2. Fly ball out to left field, chasing Strom back just shy of the warning track. He's under it, makes the catch. Two away in the sixth for Devin Mann, 12-4 Rough Riders. Seth Nordlund is also on 2 days of rest in the Riders' pen. We could see him today, as well as Tyler Thomas. Man 0 for 1 today with a walk. He's in from the right side against the right-hander Tiedemann with two outs and the bases clear. Pitch home. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1. Ty Tiedemann will be in the upper 80s with his heater. Likes to pitch backwards. A lot of breaking stuff. 0-1. Right on the outside corner, a 90-mile-an-hour heater for a strike. 0-2. And everything moves. He doesn't have a single pitch that's straight. 0-2. Strike three called. Right on the outside corner. Got him with the slider. And Ty Tiedemann. A 1-2-3 inning after Cole Reagans begins the frame with a solo home run. One run across on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. The Rough Riders take their 12-4 lead into the top of the seventh. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders trying to finish off this series on a positive note here in Tulsa.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call us down for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Tulsa as we're in the final stretch on Sunday. Ready reliever Guillermo Zuniga takes the mound, and the first pitch blasted out into right field. Pajes going back. He's at the wall. It's gone! Three home run day for Trey Hare, and takes the first pitch from Zuniga deep to right. It's a 13-4 ball game. A six home run day for Frisco. And for Trey Hare, the first three home run game for any Riders batter since 2012. Here's Kellen Strom next. First pitch breezes the left fielder Strom away for ball one. You never know what you're going to get in a ball game, and Frisco delivering in a big way today. 1-0 is in for a called strike one. We've just had a strange series. There's been a lot of different takeaways, good and bad, but way good today for Frisco. 1-1. Flutters in. Now a ball and two strikes. This is a series that we saw Frisco give up a lead on Tuesday. That was behind eight runs in the bottom of the fifth for Tulsa. Zuniga's 1-2. Called strike three. Strom thought that was down and away, and he left it right there and not happy with Ray Patron as he strides back to the dugout. The righty Zuniga back on track after the Trey Hare home run. He's 3-for-4 today with 12 total bases. Righty lefty, the first pitch to Jordan Procession, shot down the first baseline. If it's fair, it's out of here. It's deep and it's gone. second homer of the inning for the Rough Riders, and Jordan Procession, in his return to Tulsa, goes deep. Seventh home run of the day for Frisco.
First seven home run game since the last series of the season last year in Amarillo, when the Rough Riders hit seven.
Righty lefty to J.P. Martinez. And it misses upstairs and outside, ball one.
September 14th of last year.
What's crazy about today is there's two different guys with 12 total bases. The 1-0. Taken by J.P. for a called strike one. 88 miles an hour. Zuniga giving up two solo pops. One for Trey Heron, one for Jordan Procession.
Pro hitting a home run in his former home ballpark.
That's right. 1-1 outside. It's now two balls and a strike. J.P. has triple today. Ornelas on deck has a solo homer. Next pitch. Lifted in the air off the bat of Martinez and over behind. That hit the padding of the top of the rail.
Yep.
It stayed in front of the net and came down, and there's a big, thick foam padding above the dugout on the rail, and it landed flush on top and one-hopped over the net. Couldn't do that again if he tried. Two balls, two strikes from Zuniga to Martinez, the pitch home. Lifted in the air out to shallow left. Ward there for it, camps underneath it, now moves to his left as the wind gets a hold of it, and there's two gone. What a Sunday. We entered today thinking maybe capitalize on a win. It's going to be tough, but with a guy in Cole Reagans on the mound, you can always be confident in that and see what you can get. Well, Frisco with a 14-4 lead over the Tulsa Drillers. They get back on the winning side of things. Be their second win in the last three nights. First pitch to Johnny Ornelas. Tails in. Slider at 85 for a called strike one. Ornelas went deep in his last at-bat. A fly ball to left that froze Ryan Ward in his spot out in left field. A one pitch. Grounder hard foul off the inside foot of Ornelas. And it's now 0-2. Then the wind that has shifted directions a good amount. There are thunderstorms incoming to Tulsa. They'll get here around 6 o'clock tonight. So it's caused the winds to change directions a good amount. And at the time they were blowing in, Ward didn't even give it a shot, but it probably landed in the first row of seats. 0-2 is a swing and a miss for strike three. Two strikeouts for Guillermo Zuniga, the new right-handed reliever in for Tulsa, but he gives up two runs on two hits, both solo homers. Jordan Procession going deep in his old ballpark, as Zach mentions, and Trey Hare with his casual third homer of the ball game. We've arrived at the stretch. We'll go ahead and step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, come back for the home half as we continue what's been a wildly entertaining ball game on this Sunday series finale. Frisco all in front, 14-4 from Tulsa.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two more runs home for Frisco in the top of the seventh inning in a 14-4 ball game. Running away with Sunday's series finale at One Oak Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, Ty Tiedemann, the righty reliever, back on the bump. His second pitch of the inning misses outside, and it evens up the count, one ball and one strike. 8-9-1 for Tulsa after the stretch. Brandon Lewis standing in from the right side. A 1-1. Missed down and in. Two balls and a strike to the big first baseman that has K'd and is only two at-bats today. Teed him in the 2-1. Hot chopper up the third baseline. Tough play and foul as Hare was running out of real estate. And it must have just bounced foul before it found his glove. Even count of two balls and two strikes. Just four hits for Tulsa today. 5-9. Only aboard once. And the bottom five hitters on the card hitless. Next pitch popped in the air, tailing over towards the driller's dugout and back into the seats. Takes one bounce, and a fan that was just watching a fly ball go over his head kicked right back to him, and he'll give it to a kid. Two balls and two strikes for Ty Tiedemann. Comes home, tight inside, and it backed Lewis away. Good offer, but the count now full, three balls, two strikes. Second straight at-bat that Lewis has worked to count full. He did it in the fourth, but went down swinging. 3-2, chopper foul. Still a full count. Lewis with that left foot, his front foot, stepped forward, and the foul ball split right in between his feet. Still three balls, two strikes. Righty-righty for Ty Tiedemann with the bases empty in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch home, lifted high in the air, out to shallow right. Duran, the second baseman, underneath it. He calls off Stowers charging in from right and makes the catch. Lewis popping out to Duran at second. One gone. Now four in a row retired after a seven-pitch at-bat. But Ty Tiedemann retiring the first batter facing the seventh inning, and there's one gone. Chris Betts is next. Lewis started listed as the first baseman. He switched over to third. A couple of defensive changes made by Tulsa. First pitch from Tiedemann is in there for a called strike one. Riders in the Reds tonight. 0-1. Wave and a miss. And quickly, no balls, two strikes on Betts, who's 0-2 today. Tulsa just making their third pass through the order. Oh, 2. High fly ball out to shallow left. Hare underneath it. Ornelas, the shortstop, called off by Strom and caught a ball that was deep in the jet stream. Running to his left, he got to it in time. And thankfully, too, because Hare was drifting to his right, Ornelas was drifting to his right, but Kellen Strom running to his left and was able to track it down. These not easy. The winds aren't really whipping, but if a ball gets up high enough, it's going to get a good hold of it. And it got a hold on that one, but Strom got to it in time. Top of the order and Justin Yurchak, but it looks like Kellen Strom's going to get some attention out in left field. Limping a little bit on that left leg. Let's see, reaching back at his hamstring. Ichi Takazawa is the Rough Riders trainer. He's out there to have a word with Strom. That looks like he's with his left hand reaching back behind his leg, and he'll take a seat out in left field. That was a long fly ball that Strom was able to run down. This could also be a cramp.
Yeah, it looks like he's cramping. It's a warm day.
So hopefully it's what Takazawa is stretching out a cramp, and Jared Gettert there watching as well. Ball game that started beautifully, and we've had the sun peek through the clouds a couple of times here. But credit the Tulsa home fans. They've come out and they sang the seventh inning stretch. Take me out to the ball game. They had Sweet Caroline that we came back with as well. Kellen Strom going to stay in the ball game. He's out there stretching that cramp out and shaking his head. Must have been a vicious cramp that got a hold of him. Top of the order now is Justin Yurchak. No more Michael Busch. First pitch to him. Down and in, ball one. What'd you see?
David Garcia, who's off today, came out, was standing there on the warning track. He had water, and he was holding it up, wanted to see if Kellen Strom needed water.
Next pitch. Off the end of the bat, right to Duran at second. He'll scoop and throw to first. Yeah, what do you got?
Turns out that Ichi Takazawa just took it and drank it himself.
Well, it's David Garcia making sure that his left fielder, Kellen Strom's taken care of, but he's off the field, and the Rough Riders defensively off the field in the bottom of the seventh. 14-4 Frisco all out in front on Sunday. We'll come back for the start of the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Guillermo Zuniga, the righty reliever, back out on the mound as we start the eighth from One Oak Field. In the final stages of this series finale. And it's Blaine Krim standing in. One ball, no strikes as Zuniga already throwing a pitch in the inning. Righty-righty matchup and the 1-0. Krim takes 96 for strike one. Blaine Krim today, a pair of walks, but 0 for 2. Still feeling good about it, though. He's come around and scored in both trips aboard on the walks. 1-1 pitch. Thought about it, but 88, and now quickly 1-2.
And he's the lone Rough Rider to not pick up a hit today in the lineup. Getting on the fun.
A guy that has poured in hits as of late. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Zuniga had the number of Blaine Krim in that at-bat. He goes down swinging on four pitches. Make it back-to-back Ks for Guillermo Zuniga. And now here comes Zach Ezekiel Duran with a chance to accomplish something that we haven't seen in a long time.
2013 was the last time the Rough Riders had a five-hit performance by a single player. It was Odubel Herrera. It's been a while.
Righty-righty, the first pitch. Outside, missing for ball one.
And it's not like it's four singles from Duran either.
No.
Two home runs, two doubles.
He had a 4-for-4 day earlier this week. I mean, this is a guy that's done it now twice. He finished 4-for-5 that game. 1-0 to Duran. Missed low. Good eye to hop in front of the count. Two balls, no strikes on Zuniga, who took over to start the seventh inning. Frisco got a leadoff homer from Trey Hare. Two balls, no strikes to Duran. Kicks and throws, down and away. Now 3-0. With a walk here, it would likely finish the day for Duran with a perfect 4-for-4 day.
And if he gets on base, his OPS is going to go up 100 points in one day. From 801, it's now at 899. Crazy. What a day.
Righty-righty, 3-0 to Duran. Infield back. Zuniga pitches home. Outside for ball four. He lost him. So the second chance for a five-hit day this week for Ezekiel Duran, and we won't see a five-hit day on this Sunday series finale, but he'll finish a perfect 4-for-4 with 12 total bases. Incredible. Here comes Dustin Harris.
Mentioned second four-hit game this week. Ties Blaine Crim with 10 multi-hit games for second on the team behind Ornelas.
Righty-lefty to Dustin Harris, the first pitch to him. Ooh, that's a tough called strike one. Dustin, a long reset out from the right side. Picked up his 18th RBI today. 17th and 18th. One a hit, one an RBI ground out. No balls and a strike to him. The pitch home. Outside. Even count of one ball and one strike. Ezekiel Duran faced some attention. Of course, got a lot of rave reviews after the trade last summer, midsummer, before the deadline to join the Rangers. 1-1. High fly ball out to right field. It'll take Pajes back pretty deep to the track, to the wall. It's gone! Dustin Harris joins the party with a two-run shot in the top of the eighth inning, and it's 16-4 Riders. Just made it look like a smooth golf shot off the bat of Dustin Harris. And the third homer given up by Zuniga.
Eight home runs today for the Rough Riders. Goodness.
Just one gone for the right fielder, Josh Stowers. He's got an RBI knock and a run on his line. First pitch to him. Tap back to the net. 0-1. Was going to say that Duran has been a guy that has, after the start of the season, has really come on strong the latter weeks of April and turning it into May. And as we say that, Dustin Harris with his second hit of the day. 0-1. Drops in from Zuniga. Now no balls and two strikes. Third homer of the season for Dustin Harris. A Rough Riders team that hadn't advertised themselves as home run hitters so far this season. Zuniga steps off, and now Stowers says, I'll call for time. No balls, two strikes, one gone in the top of the eighth. 16-4 Frisco. They haven't scored in one half frame today. 0-2. Thought about, but it bounced in front of the plate. And now 1-2. Three in the first, one in the second, five in the third. That was the big one. One in the fourth. And then they were held off the scoreboard with a 1-2-3 inning from Jordan Leisure in his first frame. Zuniga now finally coming set. One ball, two strikes, the pitch to Stowers. Chopper foul. And we'll do it over again. So you'll come away from this trip to Tulsa going, well, that was tough, but your parting memory is an eight home run game and a routing on the road to get this team back to the shape that they looked like earlier this year. 1-2 pitch. Down and away. The count's even. I say the shape they were back in, the mentality. I mean, they won and won pretty big on the road to start the season. We didn't see it to start this week, but we have not seen anything like this so far this year. Eight home runs in one game. 2-2. High fly ball down the third baseline, and that one is foul. Home run distance for Josh Stowers, but he'll try again. San Antonio in front of Arkansas, 4-0, bottom five. And Midland leading Corpus Christi. The Rockhounds in front of the Hooks, 7-2 in the fifth. Those are the only other day games in the league. Everybody else with a night start. 2-2 again. cranked in the air to center field. Outman retreats, stops right around the warning track and gets the glove up and makes the catch. Hard hit fly ball from Josh Stowers for out number two. All right, do we see four? Here comes Trey Hare. Zuniga has allowed three home runs from Frisco, and it won't be Trey Hare that he faces in the top of the eighth inning. Tulsa making another call to the bullpen, and they'll call on their fifth arm out as Melvin Jimenez was running in and the wind got a hold of his hat. So he'll jog back and scoop that up, and we'll come back on his numbers on the other end of this pitching change. As Frisco all out in front of Tulsa on Sunday, 16-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh my goodness.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Melvin Jimenez into the ball game for the Tulsa Drillers out of the bullpen. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you to resume the top of the eighth inning. Trey Hare with a chance for a four home run game. And the second pitch is in there, taken for strike two. No balls and two strikes to Hare. 3-for-4 with 12 total bases and 5 RBIs. Jimenez, the 0-2 pitch inside. And Hare holds up, now 1-2. Jimenez, the native of Santiago, Dominican Republic. Second time we've seen him this week. Eighth appearance of the season. Righty-lefty to Hare. He rocks once, twice, and now throws the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that draws a wry cheer from the Drillers fans. Frisco with two runs in the top of the eighth inning as Dustin Harris, responsible for the eighth home run today by Frisco. We'll go ahead and step aside and come back for the home half of the eighth. 15 hits, 16 runs to Tulsa's four on Sunday afternoon on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet's says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher for Frisco is the left-hander Lucas Jacobson in the bottom of the eighth, and his first pitch is slap foul. No balls and a strike. Zach mentioned in the break, 16 hits today. Half of them have left the ballpark. What a Sunday for the Rough Riders, where they have tied a franchise record, 8 home runs. 0-1. Jacobson pours it in at 96 for a taken strike two, and Andy Pages does not agree. Jacobson 0-2. Just missed outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Facing the leadoff man, Pages, to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. Next pitch home, lifted over the net. And it's still 1-2. Pages, Outman, Ward due up for Tulsa in the bottom of the eighth. They're down to their final six outs, but not looking good for the home nine with Frisco in front 16-4. Next toss, upstairs. Two balls and two strikes to Pages. He's 1-for-2 today with a walk and scored. Jacobson comes set, 2-2 outside. Three balls and two strikes to Lucas Jacobson, entering for Frisco in his 11th appearance of the season. 10 2/3, 11 punchouts, and an 0.94 whip for the lefty. 3-2 pitch. Back to the net, and Pages lost his bat on contact. A big swing, and he fouled it away. And then let go of the pine. Did he break it? He's striding back to the driller's dugout. Oh, no, he just wants some better grip, some more pine tar on the handle there.
I think that's something you have to do. There's no way you can let go of the bat and not get some more grip. No harm, no foul, though, just against the netting on the left side. So didn't take anybody out.
We've seen Sandro Fabian lose a bat and then break a bat, isn't that right?
Yep, consecutive pitches.
This week, Blaine Krim had a bat explode in his hands. 3-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Lucas Jacobson enters in the eighth and retires Andy Pages on strikes, one gone. And now here comes James Outman. Jacobson this year an 0-1 record on a 2.53 ERA. But just 3 earned runs on his 10 2/3 innings. 11 strikeouts, 5 walks. First pitch to Outman, misses outside, ball one. Second appearance this week, as he played just 2 nights ago. 1-0. Outman swings through it. That's now 1-1. Just 16 pitches from Jacobson. No strikeouts. He pitched the eighth inning where, with one out, gave up a base hit, and then a Devin Mann homer. 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Jacobson ended it with back-to-back outs on Jacob Amaya. Michael Bush got through the eighth. 1-2, bounced in front of Outman. Count evened up at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Clean attack today by Frisco. They got what they wanted out of Cole Reagans. Not as many strikeouts as we've seen him tally up. But 5 strikeouts in 5 innings and en route to get the win. 2-2, down and away and blocked by Procession. Count runs full. Back-to-back full counts for Jacobson to begin the eighth. Got Pages swinging on strike three and now has Outman. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Center fielder Outman 1-for-3 today. Lefty-lefty matchup as Jacobson comes home. chopper foul over towards the Drillers dugout. It's still 3-2. So the Rough Riders return home with a day game, a morning start, 11:05 against Corpus Christi. This upcoming Tuesday, May 17th, Education Day. Jacobs in the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jacobson to begin his work in the eighth, and there's two gone. Ryan Ward's next. Lucas Jacobson taken by the Rangers in the 27th round in 2016. Lefty-lefty to Ward. First pitch. Way high upstairs for ball one. Ward on the first pitch. From Cole Reagans, homered in the sixth inning. Jarrett Gettert, Riders manager, took him out immediately after. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Couldn't catch up to the fastball at 96, and the count's even 1-1. Jacobson, for a brief stint, quit a collegiate baseball. And came back, gave it another go. 1-1. Swing and a miss as Ward almost drops down to a knee. It's now 1-2. Taken in the 27th round, said, I didn't think that I'd get another shot, and it was always my dream to play pro ball, so I gave it a go. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Lucas Jacobson K's the side in the eighth. Three up, three down, and all swinging strikes. And that'll do it for action in the eighth inning. One frame for Lucas Jacobson and give him three strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors. And we go to the final inning from Tulsa. Frisco looking to close out a 16-4 ball game when we come back for the final frame on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Get things going in the ninth inning. We'll pass things back over to Mr. Zach Bigley, Zach.
All right, thanks. First pitch down low and inside to Kellen Strom from Melvin Jimenez, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders on top 16-4. Jimenez deals home. Way inside to Strom, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders with their highest run scoring output this season, 16 runs on 15 hits, 8 homers, tying a franchise record. From the stretch, 2-0 pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. Last time they hit 8 home runs was back on July 22nd, 2011, at home against Corpus. 2-1. Pitch on the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 2-2. A long, long time ago. Rough Riders flexing their muscles on the offensive side. Pitch on the way. Low and outside. Three balls, two strikes to Strom, starting things off in the ninth inning. As Chris talked about, just a great way to end a series. 3-2. High chopper, third base side off of Strom. Oh, and they say a fair ball fielded by the third baseman, Lewis. He throws across and gets him as Strom fell down in the batter's box and is still on his backside. And here comes Ichi Takazawa. Is Strom cramping again? He was cramping before. I think he just lost his balance and fell over. He's going to come off the field. So ground out to third. One away, and Jordan Procession makes his way to the plate. Very odd play. Pitch to Procession. A drive down the right field line in towards the corner and foul. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Jordan Procession, a homer back in the seventh inning. The seventh for the Rough Riders. The home runs today have come from Trey Hare, three of them. Two for Ezekiel Duran. One from Dustin Harris. One from Jordan Procession. One from Johnny Ornelas. From the stretch, 0-1 pitch. A strike on the outside edge of the knees, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders with a run in every single inning except for one today. 0-2. Inside a Procession, 1-2. The scoring has come 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 5 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 2 in the sixth, 2 in the seventh, and 2 in the eighth. 1-2. Down low and inside. Procession skips over the top of it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. One out here in the ninth inning. Base is clear. 2-2 to Jordan Procession. Rough Riders have about a 4-hour drive home after this game. Then they welcome Corpus Christi in for a 6-game series. First game, Education Day, 11 a.m. first pitch. 2-2. Fouled away. Back behind home. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Going to be a lot of screaming kids at home for that one. It's going to be pretty close to a sellout at Riders Field. Looking forward to that one. Jimenez ready from the stretch. Wide open, he kicks and fires. Fouled straight back. Procession gets a piece. 2-2. What a fun week for Jordan Procession. He lives just about 15 minutes away from the ballpark here in Tulsa. We got to stay at home with his lovely wife and daughter. Ready from the stretch, and the 2-2. Inside and low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He was married here at One Oak Field in Tulsa. It's where he met his wife initially when he was a player for the Tulsa Drillers. And now he has a home run here. 3-2. High and away, ball 4. Procession with a 1-out walk here in the ninth inning, and that brings J.P. Martinez to the plate. Martinez, left-handed batter, 2-for-5 today, 6 times through. Will become the first Rough Rider with 6 at-bats in a game if he records one. Pitch on the way. Outside, 1 ball and no strikes. Rough Riders leading 16-4, top of the ninth inning. Pitch home. Inside corner, a strike, 1-1. Rough Riders have had a ton of base runners today. 20 total. 5 walks, 15 hits. The pitch on the inside edge, a called strike, and it's 1-2. Wayne Krim, the only Rough Riders man who hasn't picked up a hit today. He's 0-for-3, but he's walked twice. 1-2 to Martinez. Takes just high and outside. It's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jimenez wanted it, couldn't get the call. Nobody holding Procession on at first. The 2-2. Fouled away into the netting left side. It bounced off the netting and came about halfway back in between home and the mound. And Jimenez jumped when it hit the ground right in front of him. Still 2-2 on the center fielder Martinez in this sun-baked stadium. One Oak Field in downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma. 2-2 pitch. Fouled away again. Kicks off the netting. Trampolines back in between home and the mound. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. An 8-pitch at-bat or plate appearance to Jordan Procession. And now this will be the 7th due to J.P. Martinez. 2-2. Rough Riders making Jimenez work. The offering outside. Three balls, two strikes. Johnny Ornelas stands on deck. He's homered today. Payoff pitch. High and outside for ball four. A back-to-back walks with one out here in the ninth inning, and Johnny Ornelas makes his way to the plate. Nobody warming out in the bullpen. Right on right. Ornelas 1-for-5 with a solo homer. Right-hander's pitch. Breaking ball outside. One ball, no strikes. 16-4. Frisco leads it. Top half of the ninth inning. All kinds of records for the Rough Riders today. An offensive output. That's the best of the season. 1-0. Low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Time called, and Chris Betts, the catcher, is going to go out and chat with Jimenez. There is a man loosening out in the pen. It's Jose Adames, who threw yesterday a scoreless inning. Long chat for Betts. Home plate umpire Raymond Patchen making his way out there, but Betts turns around and heads back to home. Procession at second base, Martinez at first. A ball in the gap, and Martinez might be running up Procession's heels. A lot better speed from Martinez. 2-0 on Ornelas. Right-hander's pitch. A high pop-up. And it goes foul over the netting, back behind home plate into the bowl. Two balls, one strike. Entering into today's game, Ornelas hitting .357 after a three-hit day yesterday. 2-1. Hard grounder up the middle. That's into center for a base hit. Procession up to third. He's around, and he's on his way in to score. RBI single for Johnny Ornelas. And the Rough Riders extend their lead to 17-4. Martinez up to second, and it's an RBI single for Johnny Ornelas. And Blaine Krim bats now. And time call. Here comes the pitching coach, Ryan Denick, for Tulsa. Rough Riders' franchise record for runs in a game is 19. They've done it twice. Once in 2006, once in 2011. They're approaching that here with 17 runs. 16 hits as well. They're well off their most they've ever had hits-wise, 24. That game against Corpus Christi on July 22nd, 2011 was the crazy one. From the stretch, here's the pitch on the way. A line drive, base hit in the left field. Martinez up to third. He gets held right there. And Blaine Krim gets his first hit of the day as he becomes the last Rough Rider to pick up his first hit today. A single into left field. Bases loaded now. One out here in the ninth inning. Rough Riders leading 17-4. So those 19 runs, the last time the Rough Riders have scored at least 17 as well. Back in 2011. That was a game in which they scored 19 runs on 24 hits with 8 homers. That's the franchise record they've tied today. And as Ezekiel Duran steps in, he's 4-for-4 today. With a monster game, he will not face Melvin Jimenez. Instead, it'll be the sixth pitcher used on the mound today for the Drillers as they go down and get Adames out of the bullpen. And we'll step aside for a pitching change. So the Rough Riders turned away momentarily, but Ezekiel Duran has a chance to add on to the records that we've seen today. He would tie a franchise record with the fifth hit of the day, or I should say he'll come within one of the franchise record. Franchise record for hits in a game is 6. We'll return after this. At the top of the ninth inning, it's 17-4, Rough Riders lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch to Ezekiel Duran from Adames is a called strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning, leading 17-4. And Ezekiel Duran trying to add to an already magical day at the plate. Righty-righty. Adames ready from the stretch, the 0-1. A swing and a foul back into Betts' glove, the catcher, and it's 0-2. The Rough Riders already with 17 runs on 17 hits, and the bags are packed. Duran has four of those hits. He's 4-for-4, five runs scored, a walk included in there, two homers, two doubles. Adames, the 0-2. A fly ball out into left field, chasing Ward back. He's into the left center alley. And the center fielder, Outman, comes over, cuts it off, makes the catch. Martinez tags. He comes in to score from third base. And it's a sacrifice fly for Ezekiel Duran to drive in his fifth run today. Oh, just missed a grand slam by about 20 feet or so into left center. He does not pick up his fifth hit. That'll settle for a sacrifice fly. And the Rough Riders now lead 18-4, within one run of their franchise record 19 runs. Dustin Harris bats now. First pitch. High and outside. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. Runners at first and second. 18 runs in for the Rough Riders. For Duran, that's a career high, five RBIs for him. On his third career multi-home run game. Ties a career high with four hits as well. Sixth time he's done it. Pitch. Strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Comes the second Rough Rider this season with a five RBI game. Beg your pardon, the third. Joining Justin Foscue and David Garcia. Harris, left-handed batter, homered his last time up. Offering it. Low and outside. One ball and one strike. Frisco, a complete ball game here in this one. Ready from the stretch. The 1-1. High and outside. Two balls, one strike. Harris, four RBIs himself today. Two-run homer, RBI single, RBI ground out. That ties a career high. The pitch. Seems the outside corner for a strike. 2-2. All kinds of records here in this one. 18 runs for the Rough Riders. They lead 18-4. Feel like we're playing in Amarillo. Adames looks in from the stretch. He kicks and delivers the 2-2. A high fly ball out to left field right at Ryan Ward, who backs up a couple steps. He's under it, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. Rough Riders do tack on two more tallies. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. Rough Riders lead 18-4 as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For Ozuna out of the Rough Riders bullpen in the bottom half of the ninth inning, Rough Riders in the driver's seat, leading 18-4. One off a franchise record for the most runs in a single ballgame for Frisco with 18. Cody Hosey leading things off against For Ozuna. It's Hosey, Taylor, Mann, 5-6-7 in the order for the Dodger affiliate. First pitch, chopper up the middle, Ornelas to his left. The shortstop's got it near the second base bag, flings it on the run, and gets him for the first down. Fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders today as Ozuna takes over for Lou Jacobson. Struck out the side in a 1-2-3 eighth inning in his one frame of work. Carson Taylor bats now from the left side as a switch hitter. Ozuna right-handed pitcher, short in stature. He readies and deals home the first pitch. Dots the outside corner with a slider in its 0-1. Ozuna has been very good for the Rough Riders, a 2.30 ERA. A 26-year-old looks in for a sign. He sets and fires in. A slider on the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. 12th appearance for Ozuna in 15 and a third innings, 17 strikeouts, just three walks. Opponents hitting just 145 against him. 0-2 on the way. Just high and inside, one ball, two strikes. Ozuna off to a great start, just like he was last year, though he has looked completely different this season. 1-2. Off the outside corner, two balls, two strikes. Everything he pitches moves really, really well. The changeup has been a deadly pitch for him as of late as well. Ready from the stretch. And the 2-2 on the way. Hard chopper, a high chopper on one hop for the right side. Blaine Krim, the first baseman, has it head high, takes it to the bag, and there are two outs. Delvin Mann makes his way in with two down. Rough Riders leading 18-4. Of note as well, Sandro Fabian has taken over out in left field for Kellen Strom, who was removed from the ballgame. He fell down after grounding out to start off the ninth inning. Hopefully he's all right. The pitch, strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Rough Riders will take their second game of the series with this win today. You can pretty much chalk it up unless the pitch. Off the outside corner, 1-1. Tulsa scores 14 runs with two outs. And if that happens, you can blame it on me. Ready from the stretch. Ozuna, the 1-1. A strike across the outside corner, and Tulsa's down to their final strike on this Sunday afternoon. Ozuna is ready. He comes set. And the 1-2. Just off the outer edge. Two balls, two strikes. Wind blowing from left to right here in beautiful Tulsa. Last trip for the Rough Riders here to One Oak Field. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A 1-2-3 inning for Fur Ozuna and the Rough Riders victorious in the series finale here in Tulsa. 18-4. Rough Riders tie a franchise record with 8 home runs. They bang out 17 hits, and they dominate the Drillers in this series finale. 18-4. Frisco wins it. Chris Jarrett has the postgame show for you when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th.
Let's ride.
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Starting the post-game show on the Riders Baseball Network, Frisco winning on this Sunday 18-4 on 17 hits. Their most runs scored since 2011. It was a fun one today in a series that really needed to end with a smile, and we had plenty today. Trey Hare homers 3 different times. Ezekiel Duran goes deep twice. Both finish with 12 total bases as Frisco doing their thing and flexing their muscles on this Sunday series finale, and they end what was entering today a tough week in Tulsa in a really, really big way. Just recapping this box score, just one inning where Frisco doesn't score runs. After 3 innings, they led 9-3 over Tulsa, and they did not look back. 2 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th, and this box score is really just littered with numbers. Trey Hare, 3-for-5 with 5 RBI and those 3 home runs. Dustin Harris with 4 runs driven in on a 2-for-6 day. And Ezekiel Duran, probably the best of them all, goes a perfect 4-for-4 with 5 RBI. He scored 5 different times on a perfect 4-for-4 day, 2 doubles and 2 home runs, 12 total bases for Duran, and he continues a really special stint with the Frisco Rough Riders. The win moving Frisco up to 19-4. Tulsa with the loss to 19-3. They'll shake hands, go their separate ways, and meet each other in the first, end of the first, start of the second week in September. Just 2 occurrences where these 2 teams will face off in the regular season this year, and we won't see these Drillers until towards the end of the season in the second week of September at Riders Field. Breaking down this one on the pitching end of things, Cole Reagans gets the win, his 3rd of the year, now 3-1 on the season. 5 innings of work, 5 strikeouts, the ERA bumping up a bit to a 2.79 with 3 earned today, 4 total. Ty Tiedemann comes in with 2 innings scoreless. Lou Jay with 1 inning scoreless. That's Lucas Jacobson in a 3 strikeouts as he K'd the side. And Fur Ozuna for the final 9th. No runs, hits, walks, and 1 strikeout. Today as a staff, Frisco with 10 strikeouts, just 2 walks allowed. they continue to be in a great spot. The loss goes to Jose Martinez, now 1-1 on the year. No strikeouts, two walks, nine earned. Frisco tags him for the ERA skyrocketing to a 7.71. For Tulsa, they got homers from Michael Bush and Ryan Ward to do the damage, but they were smothered by Frisco offensively today as the Riders explode for 17 hits. It brings in 18 runs on a ball game that saw eight Frisco long balls, and they dominated the series finale over Tulsa, and it'll be a nice bus ride to take things back to Frisco, and hopefully that momentum rolls over to begin next week's six-game series against Corpus Christi. That starts on Tuesday, May 17th, and 11 a.m. first pitch time at Riders Field. And we'll talk about it when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll close our broadcast down and take a look at the promotional schedule at what's to expect next week at Riders Field. Frisco winners on this Sunday, 18-4, our final score. Back after this to close our broadcast on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kids running the bases at One Oak Field as this six-game series comes to a close with an 18-4 Rough Riders win. Chris Sherrod back with you as we close down the broadcast and take a look at the upcoming promotional schedule at Riders Field. It'll be about a four-hour bus drive back down south to Frisco, and looking forward to getting back at the ballpark, getting back in the swing of things at home, and getting the fans back out to the ballpark. Really excited for that as well, and plenty to be excited about today with eight home runs and Cole Reagan's 5Ks to get his third win of the season. Trey here goes deep three times, and Ezekiel Duran goes deep twice. This team booming today offensively. On Tuesday, we mentioned Education Day presented by Olson, 11 a.m. first pitch time. On Wednesday, Craig Gentry joining us at the ballpark, the Rangers 2011 Rookie of the Year and the former big leaguer that spent five of his 10 years in the bigs with the Texas Rangers. He'll be on hand for Texas baseball legends on Wednesday. Thirsty Thursday means another Blue Northern Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River this upcoming Thursday. For $25, you get admission to the ballgame, you get admission to Lazy River access, $2 drafts, and $2 Blue Northern Hard Seltzers, and the biggest Lazy River party in sports. So that's certainly something to join out at the ballpark. Also, NFT night with an early NFT giveaway. Josh Young being the face of our NFT night, the former Rough Riders player from last year. And then Fireworks Friday on Friday, May 20th. It also starts our Hometown Heroes weekend with First Responders Night on Friday, Skylit Saturday the next night with Military Appreciation Night, and again, fireworks on both Friday and Saturday, and then a 4:05 Sunday ball game with Kids Sunday Funday, and Strikeout Cancer Night presented by Fields of Gold. There'll be a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway for that ball game as well. That's just half of what's to expect for the upcoming 12-game homestand at Riders Field. It's going to be fun. We're going to have loads of fun and a huge promotional schedule awaiting you coming up here at Riders Field in the next 2 weeks to close out the month of May. Frisco drops the series in Tulsa four games out of the six to the Drillers, but They win their two of their last three ball games, and a lot to be excited about as Frisco coming back home to Riders Field this Tuesday, May 17th. Well, big thanks to you if you caught any of Rough Riders baseball on your Saturday, May 15th. And just before the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we'll go ahead and sign off and say so long from One Oak Field. My broadcast partner, I'm Chris Jarrett, saying that final score one last time. Frisco victorious on this Sunday, May 15th, and they improve to 19-14 on the season. We'll talk to you Tuesday bright and early over your morning coffee with about a 10:45 pregame time and an 11:05 first pitch time between Frisco and Corpus Christi. Fans, until then, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you next time, and as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.